Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans all over the world. We welcome you to our final broadcast in the year 2014, with the time now standing at very close to 4 minutes past 7 p.m. here in London. Wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. And because we are listened to right across the face of the planet, from the far eastern part of the world in Asia to the western part in the United States of America, therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave and indomitable Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world, who for them today is their first of January 2015. They have seen the new year before us here. Those of you in Australia, those of you in Singapore, the ones in Indonesia, those of you in Thailand, the ones in Malaysia, the ones in China, the ones in Japan, those of you in Taiwan, those of you in Hong Kong, the ones in Cambodia, the ones in Vietnam, all of you in that part of the world, we say Happy New Year to each and every one of you. There is nothing to be happy about when it comes to Biafra, but at least on a personal level, we must try as much as we can to usher in the new year in the best way possible. This is Radio Biafra, where you're listening to us from. For those of you in Los Angeles, in California, in that part of the world, in Washington State as well, coming down the western flank of the USA, for you, it is either your 10 a.m. in the morning or 11 a.m. You are just beginning the 31st of December, whereas those of them in the far eastern part of the world are now in the 1st of January 2015. This is a year that carries so much. This is a year when we have to prove ourselves. This is a year when we have to let humanity know. I am speaking on behalf of those of them that have now gone into the new year in the far eastern part of the world, that you must redouble your effort. 2015 is pivotal. Everything we have worked very hard for, the culmination is this very year. If we are serious about Biafra, we must let humanity know in 2015. If we are not serious, we must also let humanity know, because 2015 is pivotal. We have arrived at it, for those of you in the far eastern part of the world. That is why I say all the time that Radio Biafra spreads across the entirety of humanity, from east to west, north to south. Wherever you are listening to us via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. If you are online, you are listening to us via RadioBiafra.co, also IPOB.org. We are also on TuneIn.com. Radio Biafra can be listened to via www.rblworld.tv. Wherever you are, if you cannot access Radio Biafra via our FM 97.6, CHK 97.6 in Biafra land, then you are listening to us via satellite. If you cannot listen to us via satellite, then you must be listening to us online It is therefore your duty. It is your responsibility. For some of you, the same way people told you about Radio Biafra is how the responsibility is upon you to go out and preach the same gospel to other people. Tell them about Radio Biafra. Tell them what we are doing. Tell them how resolute and determined we are. And also tell them to redouble their effort, because we must, as a duty, not just to the living, but more importantly to the dead, to announce ourselves to humanity in 2015 in respect of those of them in the far eastern part of the world. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. As we have promised, we have remained here with you throughout 2014, which has been magnificent. The year, if you reflect upon it, we accomplished so much. We remembered the dead on the 30th of May all over the world in over 88 countries and counting. We built our cenotaph. We acquired our transmitter. In that very year, we have been also able, despite the best efforts of the devil, despite the best efforts of saboteurs and criminals, those of them blinded by chronic poverty, we have continued to march on, and we have done so much. We have assembled our men. They are under training as we speak, and the whole world is expecting something magnificent from us, and we are not going to disappoint them. We will not disappoint them. People sometimes wonder and say, can they live up to this very billing? There are those of them going about and proclaiming they are going to stop elections. We don't want to stop them. Please, they should go ahead and do so. We are not about to claim the glory belonging to anybody, and we wouldn't want anybody to claim our glory either. We are IPOB, indigenous people of Biafra, all over the world, as we are known. But individually, in our respective places of abode, of work, where we are domiciled, we are simply Biafrans in that very area. If you want to become a part of this very family, you are more than allowed to do so. After all, we are in every continent of the world, in every major city, in every major town that you can dream of. We are in every home, basically. As long as you have access to satellite, as long as you have access to transistor radio in some parts of Biafra land via CHK 97.6, as long as you have access to online streaming, be it via Radio Biafra.co or via TuneIn or any other platform that is of your liking, then you must be listening to us live and direct. We remain, without a shadow of a doubt, the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere in the world. Radio Biafra remains, without any shred of doubt, the largest indigenous broadcaster anywhere on this planet. That is why, even on Facebook, we remain the largest of its kind anywhere on the face of this very world. We are exceptionally formidable. We just don't say it. The work that we do is testimony to that very fact. Therefore, we can make the very claim that we are formidable, and indeed we are exceptionally formidable. Things we have done cannot be replicated by anybody or group of persons, because the hand of Chukwu Abiama is with us. Chukwu Abiama is here. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. That is why any effort, any project we have mapped out before us, inevitably will always come to a successful conclusion. That is why people clamor to listen to Radio Biafra. That is why when they don't listen to us, some of them fall sick. And that is why this very effort, this very work must continue until Biafra comes and beyond. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Regardless of what you are doing, we must come here to propagate this very gospel. When you hear about Radio Biafra, we do only one thing. We preach the gospel of heaven. We talk about liberty. We talk about freedom. We talk about emancipation. We talk about independence, not just of a geopolitical entity, but that of the mind as well, body and soul. We are the people that gave the world autonomous communities because we want to be free, even from each other. Therefore, there is no reason why Biafra must not be free from that very damnable, that very abominable, that very conspiratorial courtesy of Yoruba people, that very entity of Satan. Whoever created the zoo, we know it is Flora Shaw. It will not be well with them today. It is not well with Britain anymore because of the evil that they perpetrated against the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Those of us who are descended from the sun itself, Umuchuku, and you know what in here, or we bring the light wherever we go to. That is why our villages answer in here, not in here. People call it in here. It is not the correct pronunciation. The correct pronunciation is in here. Light. We bring light to the world. Therefore, wherever you are, we must welcome you before any advent, as the barrister will say. If barrister is able to join me, I will welcome him. I understand he has been indisposed since yesterday, but the channel and the oven is also open for the very eminent barrister, should he wish to join us. Before we go any further, or before any advent, as only the barrister himself will say, we must first of all give every praise and honor, every adoration, every prayer, every bended knee, every bowed head, we must submit in full and unremitting, in full and unremitting submission to the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Because only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise, as he commanded us in Exodus chapter 20, which we continually refer to here. Because sometimes people's attention span is not as great as we would like it to be. Chukwu Abiama gave us commandment, not a law. Commandment, which is something you must do. You will have no other God beside me. Here, we live up to that very creed. And that is why anything that we go into is invariably very, very successful. And in keeping with all our broadcasts this New Year's Eve, if you are in Western Europe, because we have not gone to midnight yet. The time here now is very, very close to 7:15 p.m. in the evening. We have a long way to go before the new year is ushered in here. But in the far eastern part of the world, we are wishing them very happy new year. Personally, each and every one of you, if you are listening, we are wishing you a very happy new year. And I am also wishing that to you personally. I may not be able to write to all of you. Some of you that keep sending in your best wishes, I may not be able to reply to everybody because the workload is too much. Even if I have not been able to respond to your messages of goodwill, please do bear with me. If you are listening, this message is for you. I am wishing each and every one of you, on behalf of my family, my son, and my wife, I do wish each and every one of you happy new year. This is Radio Biafra. We must march on, and in keeping with our protocol here, our lines will be opened. As usual, our lines will remain open. Because those of you in the far eastern part of the world have gone into your new year this very day. You must understand what 2015 holds for us. If you want to be a part of the very success story that will come inevitably, the number to call is +1 301 455 0460. There is a brother of ours who rang me, who sent a message from Cork yesterday. Cork is in Ireland, in the Republic of Ireland. Wanting to know the number to call if you wish to participate in the 1,000 people in Europe, 1,000 in America, 1,000 in Africa, and the sprinkling in Asia. The number to call is +1 301 455 0460. I repeat, if you want to call this very number to be part of what we are doing, and you are looking for a way to support this very effort, the number to call remains +1 301 455 0460. That is the number to call, and this is Radio Biafra. And when our lines open, if you want to speak on air, and of course, I will ask you HMFO to try and get back to me if he can. This is Radio Biafra. That is my deputy, HMFO. If he can, he should be able to try and get back to me. I am also hoping to be able to speak to the barrister this very day, assuming he becomes freed up, because barrister is a very busy man. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you as usual. Wherever you are, we must also ask you to welcome other people. This is your platform, and when our lines do open, after the news headlines and accompanying news summary, the number to call will remain +44 78 313 08376. That is our studio line when we are in London, when we are in the UK. +44 78 313 08376. We are also on Radio Biafra Universal Line. Our universal line remains +44 208 133 9976. Because mind you, if you speak on Radio Biafra, the whole world will be able to hear your voice. When you pass your message, your advice, the whole world will be able to hear it, because Radio Biafra is global. The entirety of humanity is listening wherever you are, including even the USA President Barack Obama. He is also listening. Men and women, families listen to Radio Biafra right across the face of this very planet. Now is the time for you to support this very effort. And I have given you the number to call before. That number is plus one. If you wish to support what we are doing, you must call plus 1-301-455-0460. On behalf of the editorial board of Radio Biafra, the entire directorate of state, headed by our own brother, Uchenna Siebu, on behalf of my own deputy, I wish each and every one of you in the far eastern part of the world a very happy new year. And let us also make Biafra happy. It is our duty and responsibility. Some of you are responding, and we commend all of you for having done so. Those of you that have called, plus 1-301-455-0460. Biafra is meant for people like you. I will now, without further hesitation, but also remind you that Radio Biafra is also on Skype. We are on Radio Biafra, which is our Skype ID, and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra in the figure 1. Our lines are working. When they are open, you will be able to call us on Skype. I will answer you. If you call us on any of our phones, we will also be able to answer you as well. This is Radio Biafra. I will now move over, without further hesitation, to my own very able deputy, the man who has made many, many things possible for us, the man who has served his country more than most people combined. His name is Uchemefo. He's my deputy. I will allow him to acknowledge each and every one of you, and also to bring his special thanks and blessing to the family of Biafrans, dedicated and hardcore all over the world. Uche, please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, director. Good evening to all family of indigenous people of Biafra around the world. My name is Uchemefo. I am from Abatete. Abatete is in Idemili, Biafra land. And so, director has said everything, almost everything I had wanted to say. And I will join him in wishing each and every one of us, every citizen of Biafra, all family of indigenous people of Biafra on this planet Earth, wherever you are, all lovers of freedom and justice, all men and women of goodwill, I wish you a happy new year and a more prosperous, hit-free 2015 and beyond. What else can I say? We ask God Almighty to continue to protect us, to continue to direct us. And more importantly, that he will channel our ways. As we breathe, may we breathe life. As we step our feet on the ground, may it be progress. As we do everything we do in the name of Biafra, may it be success, may it be prosperity. And more importantly, may it be the ultimate restoration of Biafra. It shall be well with us. I will stand by.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of Uchemefo. It will be well with each and every one of you, especially those of you who are hardcore, very, very determined, very, very resolute, because here on Radio Biafra, in keeping with our indomitable style, one thing you must know is this. We never, ever stop. That is one thing our adversaries, both within and without, must be able to accept. We are not going to stop, not now, not tomorrow, not ever, until Biafra comes and beyond. If you doubt our resolve, it goes to show that you are not quite as enlightened as we think you are, or you ought to be. Because here on Radio Biafra, we have come to do only one work. Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. We are only marching in one direction in order for us to ensure the realization of that very objective. Which means that we are never ever going to stop. We can never ever stop. Therefore, there will be no contemplation of retreat nor surrender. We will never retreat. we will never surrender, regardless of how upset we may be with our people for their lackluster attitude. We continue to march forward. We will never ever stop. That is key. It is either we get Biafra or every living organism will die. Biafra is why we are here. The same way we were before the British came is exactly where we want to go back to. Not to enslave anybody, and we have no desire to be enslaved by people either. We just want to be free. Independent people enjoying their freedom and their liberty, the same way that every civilized and advanced country of the world has been able to accomplish so far in their history. That is exactly the same thing that we want in Biafra, because we are the light, not just Africa, of the world, because we bring the truth to the doorstep of our people. Here, our watchword is Yopu. Truth must be spoken. It must be preached without fear nor favor. If we know what is right, we must do so. Not just the Tribal of Radio Biafra, myself and those of them that I lead, but every genuine Biafran all over the world. Once your hands are clean and your heart is very pure, Chukwa Biama will bless us immensely. That is all he's asking for. Those of them who are pure at heart, he has seen us and we are very, very pure. That is why every project, even as at today, people are calling from Biafra land telling me that every project is moving according to plan. Everything is moving according to plan. And we thank all our men who are in training at the moment, that Chukwa Biama will bless and guide each and every one of you, that the glory of heaven, which is what we seek here on earth, will be our portion both collectively and individually. That you will go and serve your country, and that history books will remember you as long as man is on the face of the earth. We are about to create history, and that history will come in our lifetime. This is Radio Biafra. One thing we have managed to accomplish, which ensures that everything we do comes to its rightful conclusion, is that we are beyond corruption. We are incorruptible. What it means is that we can never be bribed. We can never abandon what we are doing. We can never cut corners. We can never lie to our people. On Radio Biafra, we stand on the pinnacle of truth and we preach it without compromise. That is why we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies. And that is why Biafra will come in our lifetime. We are not corruptible. We are incorruptible. We are above corruption. And that is why we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Nobody can come and say we have ever lied, because they know we cannot lie. We are more than, we cannot afford to. Because we found out that truth pays more than lies. There is nothing we want we cannot get. We thank all our supporters, both those of them who are visible and those who are invisible. Those of them who are anonymous, we continue to thank each and every one of you for your support. This is 2015 we have gone into for those of them in the Far Eastern part of the world. Therefore, we must double our efforts. If we were doing something before, we must go and re-enthuse and re-energize ourselves. We must come out to make sure that we succeed. We are the class of 67 to 70 failed. That we must remember those that died for not committing any sin at all. Their only crime is because they are Biafrans. They were hated because Chukwa Biama is their god. We must remember them, we must honor them, and we must do justice to them in the battlefield. I don't mean doing justice to them on Facebook. In the battlefield, we need guns and we need bullets. And for us to be able to win this very war, we need the help and support of everybody. You don't have to come out, you can do so from the comfort of your own home. And if you want to be part of those people, the number to call is +1 301 455 0460. There is no country on this very earth that got their freedom without going to war. I said, there is no country on earth. What we are doing has been tried and tested in history. Anybody telling you that by belonging to OAU, or AU as they may call it, you get Biafra is a lunatic. He's a drunkard. Anybody who tells you that through negotiation you can get Biafra, the person is deranged. You see, it's impossible. They will not allow you to go back and enjoy the natural riches that Chukwuma gave to you. They will want to fight you for it. These are Hausa Fulani. They are Boko Haram. They have come to Islamize you. They have come to steal your resources. They have come to rape your mothers. They have come to colonize your women. They have come to render you destitute. It is between you and all of these things I've just read out. Which one is going to happen? Are we going to stand up as men of honor and integrity and defend what is rightfully ours if it means our death? Or are we going to run away and pretend nothing is happening and in the process become enslaved the same way that black people were enslaved in America? They kept quiet and thought nothing was going to happen. Before you know it, it's almost 200 years. Until today, they are still suffering from that inferiority complex, some of them. We don't want the same thing to happen to us. Boko Haram is at our doorstep. They have come in through Awosa, Fulani, Kato, Hedas, Ndinachi, Nama. They are now laying waste to our country, and we must rise up and defend our honor. And now is the time to do so. If you have not joined any family anywhere, go and join them. You must go and join a Biafran family very, very close to you. Extremely important that you do so. This is Radio Biafra. We must therefore go ahead to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. This very Christmas Eve for those of us who are in London. But for those of you in the far eastern part of the world, we say Happy New Year to you. And as the clock is running down, we'll be saying Happy New Year to those of you. If you are calling in Radio Biafra this evening and it is New Year already where you are, please endeavor to remind each and every one of us. Because right across the face of this planet, there are millions of people listening to Radio Biafra at this precise moment, including heads of states around the world. Because here is the only place where you get the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And you will be healed in the process as well. We are Radio Biafra. Therefore, our work must continue unabated. Our work must continue unabated. Thank you very much, Chinasa Nwuru. You are back from where you went to. He's in Kuwait, one of us in Kuwait. I'll be looking forward to speaking to you immediately after this program as well. There are most of you that wishes to speak to me, including our transcribers who are on Facebook, Chuksi KD, where we'll be able to speak immediately after this very program. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. I must welcome you once again. I will now, without further hesitation, go to our news headlines this day. This is because by this time last year, I don't know if some of you can remember, we sat on this very chair and broadcast for 8 hours nonstop. That was the day that we laid down our marker to let the world know that our intention is not just to get Biafra. For me, some of you may say, oh, Biafra, and then we are done. My quest is to make sure that the zoo called Nigeria no longer exists. If you find me coughing, please do try and bear with me. The cold here is immense. I came from very hot climate into a very cold one. And that very imbalance have seriously affected me. My throat is all dry. And also, I must thank our brother as well because some of you are very kind. Joseph, I thank you very much for replacing one of my stolen phones at Enugu, the ones that Nigerian police asked them to go and steal from me. Thank you very much. Joseph, you know who you are. You are in London. Thank you very much for having replaced one of my phones. And those of you making sure I will get a car very, very soon, I thank all of you. To which I must mention also our London coordinator for making a very generous contribution towards that very endeavor. That very soon, before I return to Biafra land, I should be able to have a car to convey me and our men all over the place. If you have been spoken to by my secretary, Obi Omaibere, you know that I sanctioned it. He is speaking to you on my behalf. I must also thank our brother as well. People on Radio Biafra, IPOB, family all over the world, when we say something, we do it. Ify as well. Ify, thank you very much. I got the medication that you sent to me. I am very, very grateful. I have received it. It was wrapped in a rectangular white box. Because it is here. After all, we don't lie. Everything we say is abundantly correct. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. And your last postcode ends in 3EN. That is to tell you that I have received it. Thank you very much for that. Two people from London. In fact, three of them. Our able coordinator in London, Fesu Sanekwe, who has made a very generous contribution towards replacing my car. And also our brother Joseph, who got me a phone. And now our brother who gave me all the supplements and nutrients I will need to continue this very effort. I thank each and every one of you. Anonymous, you know, both those we can see and those we cannot see, and also our anonymous donor in Indonesia, Mechukwu Abiama, bless you. All the message you sent to me, I have been able to receive it. Isaac Keze is one of us. He doesn't lie. That is our coordinator in Indonesia, and I pray that he will remain very strong and resolute, because Indonesia, as we speak, is exceptionally strong. Very, very strong. That's what we need. Today you are good. Tomorrow, I need people who are consistent, who never change. Who never change. I thank each and every one of you. This place is very, very cold. I tell you. All of you around the world, this is Radio Biafra. By way of headline this evening, we are reporting that Islamic people, the cousins of Boko Haram, they are at it again. They call them ISIS, we call them Boko Haram. They are the same people, 9 and 10 pence, as they will say, where we come from. They operate under the same guidance. They do the same thing. They kill, they pillage, they make sure that people will continue to bleed and to die. And if you are unfortunate, some of you who are Christians, your blood is now being traded in open market along the Islamic world. They will kill you, they will put your blood in a bottle, and they will sell it to their own kind. Our people are now turning out to be marketable goods. As we told you, you rely so much on consumer goods that one day you yourself will become consumed. That is exactly what ISIS is doing. So also is Boko Haram. Schools have been closed in Syria because the Quran is all you need, according to ISIS, which is the same thing that is happening with Boko Haram as well in the zoo. The same thing is going to come to where you are unless you rise up. I have warned our people and I will continue to warn them. We cannot afford to fight a defensive war. We will lose. If you wait for them to march into our land, we will lose again. Don't come out and say, oh, those people at Radio Biafra, IPOB, no, I did not mislead you. I am warning you now. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Those that use that very adage, they're not stupid. If we don't prepare ourselves, prepare our army now, we will lose again. We will lose again. We can't afford to lose. That is why everybody, wherever you are, if you are a genuine Biafran, you are hardcore, don't allow what ISIS is doing in Syria for Boko Haram to replicate the same thing in Biafra land. We will all be dead. Don't allow the same thing to happen. We are warning everybody now. If you keep quiet, one day they will tell you all you need is Quran. Do you know they have tried it before? People sometimes say that history has a way of repeating itself. And I believe that history will always repeat itself. If you don't take time, history will repeat itself. By that, I mean that they tried before to colonize us, to Islamize us. They did not succeed. If you allow them now and they come in, they will succeed. That is why, no matter where you are, regardless of what you are doing, this is Radio Biafra. You must endeavor to be part and parcel of what we are doing and support us the very best way that you can. ISIS is now telling them in Syria, telling the Christians in Syria, this is all you need, Quran. The same thing will happen to you very soon unless you stop them. And when that happens, I will come and play this very recording for you. The same way we did last year, 31st of December, that was when we announced to the world our intention. We dissected the Lugard report. Only us are those in possession of it. So, there are no other people. Only us are in possession of the Lugard report. And we dissected it last year. People went and downloaded it, and they became experts in Friedrich Lugard and Flora Shaw, how the British created the zoo. It became very, very clear this time last year. I was explaining to you that the only reason why Biafra land was merged with Arewa, then called the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, is because they were poor. Has anything changed till today? The answer is no. Nothing has changed. It has remained the same. They have remained poor, feeding off the oil coming from Biafra land. They are leeches. They are very, very lazy. All they know to do is to drive cattle from one place to the other. By exactly this time, last year, we were bringing you that landmark broadcast that some people, after listening to it overnight, became experts on Friedrich Lugard and amalgamation, having listened to Radio Biafra. They don't have the original documentation. We do. And also, very, very shortly, in the next few days, I will be releasing those classified documents I told you about that will change your perception and your views about Biafra, those of them that supported us and those that did not support us. We left them all this while to try and see if they can do it. They won't do it. But once we begin this expose, you will see every manner of idiot come out of everywhere to come and tell you, oh, this is our own as well. We are not in competition with anybody. You will beg us to come to us and we will say no, as the vagabond is doing from Germany. He will keep begging and we can't let him in. They know what is to come. If I can paraphrase the barrister, he said, when the time comes, the devil will not be there to help you. You will open your mouth and say, it was the devil that caused me to do what I did then. And then the devil will not be able to save you, because there will be no forgiveness. I say this all the time. We can never, ever. There are people who say they're against Biafra out of ignorance. Not those that call the name of Biafra and want us to join APC. These are idiots. People who are ideologically and philosophically inconsistent. It is because of people like you that ISIS metamorphosed into Boko Haram will come into your territories and enslave you. This is Radio Biafra. They are coming. Only Quran is all you need. And I said to people before, when we preach on Radio Biafra, some of you don't quite understand it. But in the fullness of time, you begin to appreciate everything that we are saying. And today, remember when they said that the zoo was the 26th largest economy in the world and the biggest in Africa, and we told you it's a lie. Remember also when they said Chibok girls we are missing, and we said it's a lie. That is one thing that is unique about Radio Biafra. We see things that other people struggle to see. They can't even see it even in a lifetime. We told you then that there is no way that the zoo economy can be greater than that of South Africa, not minding that all you do is to sell crude oil, when South Africa has a manufacturing base. Here it is. The National Bureau of Statistics, the NBS, is to recalculate Nigeria's GDP. Why? Because we told them you are lying. The GDP that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala trotted out a few months ago is a pack of lies. Of course, there are black people. I expect them to lie. They are liars and cheats. They are liars and cheats. We told you that the zoo economy is one of the least performing, the worst performing in the whole world. Only Forbes and International Statistics Collected was able to prove that to be right. Today, out of shame, they have acknowledged what Radio Biafra said to be correct. Today, they are saying, we are going to recalculate our GDP. We are no longer the 26th largest economy in the world. What we did was money doubling. If you sell one barrel of oil, you say it is four, in order to boost your GDP. That was what Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala did, supported by Jonathan, which is very, very pathetic and very sad. Today, they have come clean. They have gone behind to say, we are now going to recalculate our GDP. And we also told you that everything we tell you come to pass. Somebody have just told them that all of them are corrupt, not us. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. Did I not tell you so? I told you so always comes at last. Today, what are we reporting? Governors, lawmakers, and judges are all corrupt. Before Radio Biafra came, people could not speak this way. When I tell you that people listen to Radio Biafra, don't dispute what we are telling you. They listen in secret. Don't mind that newspapers in the zoo are not replete with this very fact that they all listen to radio. Of course, we know they do. Before now, did anybody ever there open their mouth to name everybody as being corrupt? We went further. I said that in the Zoological Republic, every animal that makes up the zoo called Nigeria is a potential liar and a fraud. I said everybody, including some that say they are Biafrans. It's only now that I went home to go and teach them what it means to be pious, what it means to allow probity to govern you all the time, what it means to be transparent, to be open, to be honest and very truthful. Now it's rubbing off on them. Of course, one or two of them lied to me today. They didn't know I heard what they said on the background. I asked them to go and do something. They came back. The money was inflated. I heard it, but I did not tell them I heard it. Tomorrow, I will give them the position that they deserve. Oh, no, do question Hakam Ganyahej. I hate liars and cheats. Because you are liars, that is why your world is turned upside down. That is why only four cattle herders can come to your village and sack everybody. Because you are corrupt, because you are liars, that is why. Oh, my goodness me. They are the ones in charge of your lives. They are the ones that will own all the oil blocks where you come from. They deplete Biafra land. Go to Ogoni, you see what they're suffering. Go to all the coastal regions of Biafra land, blessed with oil, and see what deprivation is. Our land is being polluted every blessed day. The land of our Safulani people is very clean. They're enjoying their desert sand and EGG lies. Flies, rather. Coupled with the lies they tell on top of it. And today, we don't even have electricity. But they do. Our roads are not built, but theirs is being built. Today, one of them is telling you, Oni Yoruba, that everybody is corrupt in the zoo. Where did you hear that before? Only on Radio Biafra. Everybody is confirming what we're telling them. Everybody. Growing number of internally displaced persons is a security threat. Not us going to stop the election. The election will even stop itself. There are those boasting. They are going to stop it. They are because they know we are serious. So they are waiting on the background. Anytime, just exactly like Radio Biafra. You have idiots saying, oh, we are starting our radio today. We are starting one tomorrow. We are starting one. Unu bidonu kanyile. Some people copied us out of envy and jealousy. Not up to even their wives don't even listen to them. They listen to Radio Biafra. They abandoned their program to listen to Radio Biafra. That's how sad they are. Him and a man, will you just leave it? You can't do it. You think that radio broadcast is just stand in front of your living room? You think this is to fry akara where you are? This is Biafra. We are formidable because Chukwu Abiama asked us to come, not man. None of you can say they called me. Apart from Uche Mefo, that kept reminding me of my obligation to my people. None of you answered this very call. Very few did. And today we are a global phenomenon. Not because of any strength of ours, but because Chukwu Abiama is with us. Growing number of internally displaced persons is a security threat to the zoo. Of course it will be. They are planning to hold elections when 20 out of 27 local governments in Borno are under Boko Haram control. Let me see how they're going to do it. NEMA and FCTA to partner on IDP camps, people who are dispossessed. I remember when Obasanjo, the Yoruba man, the coward, bombed Rudi. Most of you have forgotten because, of course, your attention span is very, very little. Obasanjo, the Yoruba man, killed us in Biafra land in Odi. They also destroyed Zaki Biam, if you can recall. Go to Google and type in Zaki Biam, massacre, Zaki Biam, type in massacre, Odi. It will tell you what Yorubas have done to you. Type it in. Zaki Biam is not in hardcore Biafra land. It's part of their so-called middle belt. Type it in and you will see what happened. Massacre. Today, they are providing mattresses. They are providing food and other amenities to those of them that claim they are displaced. Are we not displaced and we are abroad? When you are walking through the desert trying to get to North Africa to swim the Mediterranean to come to Europe, are you not displaced? When you go home, there is no food to eat. If you doubt me, travel from Omuahia to Aba. On the left-hand side, immediately after Obakala Junction, you will see a display of caskets at Yosu on the left-hand side. As we continue to go, you will see a mountain of rubbish. On closer inspection, you will see that human beings are foraging there. That is number one. If you continue into Aba, from Osisoma Junction to Nentu, if you continue, you will see the place they call Tony Mass. Before Tony Mass, on the right hand side, you will see another mountain of rubbish. Refuse. You will see men, women, and children picking up food to eat from the dustbin. Now, if you are traveling from Obaini Demili going towards Onitsha, on the right hand side, you will see them there picking garbage from garbage tip. We are picking garbage from garbage tips. Some of you do not understand this. Some of you don't, because some of you haven't been home. And I don't blame you anymore. Before, I used to blame you for having not gone home. But I don't blame you anymore. Biafra land is awful. Upside down, they have rendered it asunder. Today, they are giving mattresses to those of them who are displaced. An Awasa man is responsible for the policy that led to the displacement of Awasa people. And the money meant for the payment of teachers' wages and salaries of our doctors, we take it and buy them materials as well. Babangida will not bring out any of his billions in foreign bank accounts, not Buhari, not the Sultan, not any of the so-called rich men. Have Dangote donated one single mattress to those of them who are dispossessed? Compare that to Microsoft. Bill Gates, that gives everything he makes to charity. They say Dangote is the richest man in the whole of black Africa, full of monkeys and animals. How come he has never donated not one pee? Because he's a typical black person, full of evil. They don't understand the meaning of charity. That is why, to those of you that support the work we do, you are indeed the children of light. Any of you, we metu nobi, sika ya kodinya ine me, nezi nezi nubu muchineke. This is Radio Biafra. The truth must be spoken. It must be spoken. You may not like it, but here is Zoku Kainepu. We speak the truth here. We don't care if you like it or not. It's immaterial. We continue our walk in truth and honesty, that in the end, glory will be to heaven, not to man. Chukwa Biama Kainepu Eba, wuhum madichineke Greg. Chukwa Biama, the creator. We don't worship creation. We worship the creator himself. The zoo government to pay 166 billion outstanding subsidy claims. Hey, 166 billion naira will be paid to people who are already very rich. That is why the only solution to the problem is a revolution. All of these criminal politicians, they should be killed. I'm telling you, these are the people. Why pay them are not? Oh my goodness, they cannot pay teachers. They can't pay doctors. Civil servants are not being paid. In Abia State, do you know that Federal Medical Center in Omoahia, where I come from, is shut down? Are you aware of it? Do you know they don't work? Do you know even private hospitals have joined them? That people are so sick, you have to move them from one place to another. I ask you this evening to call anybody in Omoahia, anybody who is in the capital, in that land rendered desolate by Etio Dodge. Chai, Ogaradrendi Anamma. People are not being paid. Workers that work in FMC, Federal Medical Center, it was formerly Queen Elizabeth Hospital, they have not been paid. People are being left on trolleys to die. As I'm speaking to you right now, in a place where they say there is an idiot called Uchendo Global who is in charge. This is happening. And all of us, most of us are abroad. And we are doing nothing. We are celebrating New Year. But think about those of them on trolleys in hospitals where there are no doctors. I am not giving you example with somewhere else. I am giving you example with Omoahia right now, this very second. Do we have it in us to empathize? You know, one thing about white people is at least they have human heart. No matter how bad white people are, you still see a few of them that will say, oh no, these people are suffering, let's help them. Do you know they give aid to you all the time? And out of that money, all the people responsible for all the atrocities happening in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, they are going to get a bumper pay. 166 billion. Do you know why? Because they know the zoo is coming to an end. So the more they share out the money, the better. Why can't they use that money to pay the civil servants they have not paid? In 22 states of the zoo, they haven't paid them. Yet, Jonathan's administration came up with one, listen, not million, I did not say million, I said billion. Billion. To go and share out to those of them who are already corrupt. And you're telling me that we are normal. Of course we cannot be. And also, as I tell you about criminality and corruption in the zoo, it has continued unabated. As Nigerian ship owners, the monkeys in the zoo, the ship owners, promote sea piracy. It's been revealed. They are the ones promoting. The same people with oil subsidy. They promote piracy. They go and steal their own tanker full of oil and they go to insurance company to pay them. And then they collect subsidy on top of that. I have never seen such multiple layer of corruption before. Other countries of the world are corrupt. But when you come to the zoo called Nigeria, you will see what corruption is. And some of you, because you call it corruption and not hardship and pain and death, you think it doesn't affect you. The reason why you are poor today is because of corruption. The reason why your village is untied is because of corruption. Why there are no schools, corruption. Why Omoahia today is shut down. There are no medical facilities in Omoahia in Abia State as I speak right now. Why? Corruption. But because we are black people, we cannot see the correlation. You think, oh, corruption is somebody went and stole money. They have stolen the money belonging to the doctors, to the nurses, and to the health workers. They can't pay them. With hyperinflation, they can't afford to pay them. Yet, the money meant for these people had been stolen, siphoned away, and put away somewhere. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us, please, our lines are not here. Open. When our lines open, we shall make you aware of it. You will be able to call Radio Biafra. Hundreds of people abandoned in a cargo ship in Greek waters. They are migrants. They are coming from all over the world. There is so much pain and suffering, according to the BBC. They are the ones reporting. Mind you, we don't fabricate any news here. Everything we are telling you, they have been researched. They have been blocked from other sources. Researched before you say, oh, they went and manufactured news. No. They cannot find drivers to take President Jonathan's campaign vehicles from Kaduna to Kano. Because if you go, they will blow you up. The zoo is already disintegrating. We are here to help them. Another car bomb killed 6 in Yobe. This is where they are planning to have election. There can never be any election. Not us saying it. There will be no election because Boko Haram will see to it that there won't be any election. And there are those of them saying, oh, we are going to stop it. Either you reform. They say restructure or we are not interested in restructuring. We want Biafra. And we are not afraid to answer our name, Biafra. We are not Omuafra. We have not elected any idiot to do anything for us. We are simply Biafrans. We are not affiliated to APC. Anybody asking you to join APC, anybody using the name of Biafra to campaign for APC, that is in Olia. The same APC of Buhari. Did you not see the picture we circulated about Buhari in Owerri? APC flag bearer with no certificate. And I was a man. Where is your certificate? He said is with army board. INEC wants it. You are no longer in the army. They need the certificates with INEC. Where are they? The Nagahun School. They are the ones ruling you. And these are the people that Igbo people raised money for. Overnight. The same person that came to Owerri and conquered them, they raised money for. But they cannot find it in them to support Radio Biafra and IPOB worldwide in what we're doing. But secretly, they listen to us. May Chukwu Abiam help them. Now the news in greater detail, because we must bring it to you. We must bring it. This is Radio Biafra. For joining us, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all her forces, and in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. People wonder and say, why do they call you director? It's because I direct what people do. By the grace of Chukwu Abiam, as I've been told to direct. As simple as that. As simple as that. It was a name that barrister gave me. Because that is what I do. That is my title. That is all. Nothing more, nothing less. I am not your president and will never be. Put that away somewhere. When the time comes, you will elect those of them, good men and women, that will preside over your affairs. Not me. This punishment, let me be carrying it, is enough. The news in greater detail, please. For those who still stubbornly claim that ISIS, which is Boko Haram in the Arab world, ISIS means Boko Haram in Arabia. That's the meaning of it. Has nothing to do with Islam, as they claim. They say that what I'm going to do is to juxtapose this very news with what is happening inside the zoo itself to try to prove to the whole world that there is something fundamentally wrong with our ability to grasp this very phenomenon that is called ISIS and Islamic jihadism all over the world. The world don't quite understand this, what is happening. They don't follow it. But we are here to simplify that very process so you understand it. ISIS you're hearing about is an offshoot of Al-Qaeda. They are the same people as Boko Haram. And before you ask who is Boko Haram, even the emir of Kano, the former CBN governor, Sanusi Lamido, was moving money through the central bank for Boko Haram. Understand that. This same Sanusi Lamido went to jail, was jailed by Abacha for his activities with all the Almajiris in the north, especially in Kano. Do you know it was Sanusi Lamido that killed Gideon Akaloga, an Igbo man, beheaded him? They were playing football with his head. Are you aware of that? Today, this man is an emir, arguably the fourth most powerful person in the zoo. if you have to ascend to any important throne, go and kill Igbo people. Buhari killed all of you. That is why you're giving him money. That is why you're bringing APC to Biafra land. ISIS in Arab world, Boko Haram in West Africa. The same thing. I continue. Those of you still doubting what Boko Haram stands for, especially their counterpart in Syria, it is now time to open your eyes. Do you know that schools in eastern Syria are being closed on the grounds that education is haram? This news is being published in the Arab world. They are now linking Boko Haram direct to ISIS. Some of you do not know that Al-Qaeda gave money to Atiku Abubakar. Do you know that? I repeat what I've just said. Your former custom officer turned vice president, a criminal extraordinary. He made all his money by seizing Igbo containers. That's how he made his money. Atiku Abubakar. But some of you will vote for him tomorrow after all. But what do you know? Do you also know that, not according to Radio Biafra, according to CIA, these are included in the memo released by the American embassy? If you like, go to America, use Freedom of Information Act, and get this particular information from them. They will tell you that Al-Qaeda's front man in the zoo is Atiku Abubakar. Not by Radio Biafra. I said memo by United States government. CIA discovered that they gave money to Atiku Abubakar. I'm talking about Al-Qaeda, to come and destabilize the South, by which they mean Biafra land. How do you think Oluwatosin Sokoracha came out? Before him, Ojo Okalo. Before him, a few other people as well. The same agenda. Let us try and be like Hausa people. You must try and be like Hausa Fulani. Rochas Okoracha took it to a new level. The level that Rochas took it to is to bring in Islamic prayer on NTA in Owerri. Go and see it for yourself. NTA, Islamic call to prayer in Owerri. NTA. Building mosques everywhere. We are in serious mess. These are the people, they are coming. This is the advance guard. They are coming for you. You will keep quiet, they will take all of you. When you come, when people will inbox me or write to me, as you normally do, all I will need to do is to give you the link to radiobiafra.co and say this is the broadcast. When you heard it, what did you do? Can anybody stand up and say there is something we have said we are going to do which we have not done? Is there anybody who can say there is any project we said we are going to do which we have not done? We have done everything. Everything required of us, we have done it. If you give us more support, we will be able to do more. This is Radio Biafra. Islamic State, chemistry and physics are already gone from the schedule. While Islam has been given a prominent place, the protests are not surprisingly few. It's too dangerous to protest. Islamic State informed them that teachers shall undergo a religious instructional course for 1 month, and that Islamic State officials were currently developing a new curriculum instead of the current infidel education, the observatory statement said. People are observing them, what they are doing. They're reporting this. Their latest move aims to further reduce the school day into 7 hours of religious learning at the expense of academic subjects, according to local activists. They've announced that they will only teach religion and a bit of mathematics. This is what is happening where you come from. Some of you, right now in Orlo, they have brought in Islamic studies in Orlo. People don't know what we had. One day you'll be grateful to us. I'm telling you the truth. You will. And say, if we had known, we should have given them more support. You are the ones holding us. We have men who are in camp. We cannot commit them to battle with empty hands, can we? They need guns and they need bullets. You want to know how you can help us get guns and bullets, including your defense fund, which you must pay. This is the number to contact, +1 301 455 0460. +1. Call this very number. +1 301 455 0460. 2015 is around the corner. For those of us in this part of the world, if you're in the Far East, you are already in 2015. I will continue to wish you Happy New Year, all of you. This is coming to you very, very soon, according to Boko Haram. They will bring in it because, after all, that is something. Western education is dangerous, which means by the time they take over Orifite, you'll be going there to study Alakoba. and then after that, they give you a bomb to go and blow up Okuzu, and you will go, because they want. After all, didn't you contribute money towards Buhari's campaign? Are your elders not asking us to join APC? People without shame and honor. The same Buhari in Owerri. It's like asking a Jewish person to vote for Hitler or the Nazi party. Is that possible? Of course not, because they are civilized. Oh no, they are not Jews. They are Ashkenazi. They came from Eastern Europe. You don't know what to say. You just shut up. When they were fighting for Jerusalem, where were you? When the Jews today were fighting for Jerusalem, where were you? You were busy washing plate in Wisconsin. You were busy sweeping the floor somewhere around New York. You were busy being a gate man in London. They suffered, they fought, and they died to liberate the land that Chukwu Abiama gave their ancestors. Oh, they are not the Jews now. They are not the original Jews. They are from Europe. Where would they come from? Do you know we are in Chile? We are in Venezuela. Are you aware of that? We are in Argentina. Do you know that? So you're telling me in 2,000 years, if the offsprings of those people decide to come back, you say, oh, no, they are no longer Biafrans. They are from Chile. And it's mad as one name. The National Bureau of Statistics will continue to read our news today to tell you how bad animals from the zoo are. They are liars and cheats. I told you, including Jonathan. Even those of them at the helm of affairs, they are liars and they are cheats. Here we prove it to you. We don't believe in saying something. No, we give you facts and figures. Not from what we are saying, but from what is being widely verified and reported elsewhere. The National Bureau of Statistics is set to recalculate the zoo's gross domestic product in backcasting exercise. According to a statement released by the Bureau on Wednesday, in view of the need for a complete understanding of the country's economic history and structural transformation, especially over the last two decades, NBS, which is the National Bureau of Statistics, is also undertaking a backcasting exercise to recompute GDP estimates for years prior to the new base year of 2010. Therefore, every rubbish that Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala did was false. Did we not tell you before? Here on Radio Biafra, if you go back to our broadcast, we told you that they were lying. There is no way the zoo's economy can be 26th in the world. It's called rebasing. Now, no longer rebasing. They are backcasting, which means tracking back to all the lies that they told and to see if there's any way they can change it. Too little, too late. Liars and cheats. Even from the presidency, everybody is a liar. Ndiokuasi. No wonder anybody who stays in the zoo for the 3-4 months, you turn into a liar, an incompetent liar at that as well. Unatwasi. You have seen what lies can do to people, because in the end, the truth will rise to the surface. Is Yopuga Potarere to come out eventually. The truth will always bubble to the surface. Now it's happening for Ngozi. I don't know the mouth or the face she will use to come out again to talk about 26th largest economy in the world. Is here now, the National Bureau of Statistics. This is a government department, not Radio Biafra department. A government department in the zoo. Because the figures they gave them before were false. A country where everybody is a liar and a cheat. Liar and cheats. Liars. Everywhere, okwasi. Liars and deceivers. Not just us saying it. I have the next news to bring to you. Then you will understand what exactly is happening. Governors, the likes of Peter Obi, lawmakers, those of them you have in House of Assembly, even councillors, even senators and House of Reps people, and the judge, even when you go to court, this man is saying that everybody is corrupt. When you hear us say this on Radio Biafra, some of you don't quite believe. And what is the solution to it? People ask, if you identify a problem, what is the solution? The solution is very, very simple. We kill the politicians. That is all. You kill all the people causing the corruption, and the corruption will stop. The army should not bother doing a coup if you're an army officer attached to a governor of a state or a senator. Just turn around and shoot him dead. You are doing yourself and your family and everybody around you one almighty favor. I'm telling you the truth. turn around and kill your guy. That is the only way you can save yourself. Because as I will bring you news later on, they are planning to share $166 billion. They're not ashamed of themselves. All of them, they are corrupt. This not Radio Biafra, please. Let us give you the news in detail. This man says that anti-graft war has collapsed. Former chairman of the Independent Corrupt Practices and Related Offenses Commission, ICPC, Justice Mustafa Akombi, yesterday said Nigeria is operating government of corruption. Akombi, who was also a former president of the Court of Appeal, at a public lecture in Ilorin, Kwara State, declared that corruption has taken over the entire country. Corruption has taken... You don't understand what we mean. Travel to the zoo, then you find out. If you're being delayed at the checkpoint because you have not given any money. And even at the airport, you see them, God, what did you bring for us now? You say nothing. I have nothing. Okay, Akim, come on, search him very well. Search those boxes. Open all the boxes. Because you did not give them money. I don't know what is wrong with black people from Africa. Black! B-L-A-C-K. N-D-C-O-G. You would think this problem is confined to the zoo? No. Every other animal kingdom created by either France, the Portuguese, or the British, as the case may be, or Spanish, they're all in the same mess. All criminals. All of them. I challenge you to go to a country, apart from Botswana, of course. Tiny Botswana. Former chairman of the Independent Corrupt Practices and Related Offenses Commission, Justice Mustafa Akombi, yesterday said, not an Igbo man, mind you, or a Biafran. This is a Yoruba man. Mustafa Akombi. Tomorrow night he will repent and tell you, I have embraced the Bible. My church is now Winners Redeemed Gospel International. You will see Igbo people foolishly going there. Some of you are in Yoruba churches this night, aren't you? Some of you are planning to go to Yoruba churches to bring more curse upon yourself as you go to their churches. So are cattle herders raping your mothers in the village? Because you brought the sin upon yourself by going to kneel before a Yoruba pastor. He's a Yoruba man. Let's see what he has to say. He says that corruption has taken over the soul of governments at all levels, even as he passed a damning verdict on anti-corruption agencies. Even the anti-corruption agencies are themselves corrupt. That's how bad things are. The retired eminent jurist spoke on the theme Corruption, the Bane of Our Society, organized by Amicus International Club. His words, speaking for myself, I asked myself the question, does it mean all the governors in Nigeria are corrupt? Are corrupt free? Does it mean all the legislators are corruption free? Does it mean the judiciary is corruption free? We know that it is corrupt. We know that corruption is happening every day. But people are not being arrested. No action is being taken. And the end result is that people accept bribe with impunity now. At least, if they had taken few people to court, we would have known that something is being done. There is a general lull and the fight against corruption has gone down completely. This is a former judge in the zoo. They call him an eminent jurist in a country without law. They call somebody a jurist. I don't know how that is possible. But we continue. He's the one telling you, not me. That everybody is corrupt. Governor, House of Reps member, Senator, House of Assembly. That is why I say to the soldiers guarding them, turn your guns against them and kill them. They are too corrupt. And once you have started on corruption, you can't cure it. It's incurable. Go and ask anybody. If you doubt me, go to Sicily. You will see. Growing number of IDP, that is internally displaced persons, is now a concern for the zoo. DHQ probes claims of foreign airstrikes in the zoo. Do you know that? There are claims that foreign aircraft is now bombing Boko Haram positions in the zoo. All that money that they budgeted to buy aircraft, where is it? The so-called strongest nation in Africa, the giant of Africa, giant of black race, don't you have an air force? You do, because there is somebody called Air Vice Marshal. Where is he air vice marshalling without aircraft? Even if you see the rotund man, he cannot fit into the cockpit of any aeroplane. He cannot. fitting. Not at all. The National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, yesterday raised alarm at the influx of internally displaced persons into Abuja. He is saying that they pose security threats to the Federal Capital Territory. The agency urged residents to be security conscious against possible infiltration of the IDP camps by terrorists. The Zonal Coordinator, Abuja Operations Office of NEMA, Mr. Ishaya Issa Chonoko, raised the alarm during the flag-off of Operation Eagle Eye 2014 and sensitization campaign on basic emergency response tips for officials of the National Union of Road Transport Workers, NURTW. Central Motor Park in Jabi in Abuja, according to Chonoko, the recent spate of terror attacks in Kano may not be unconnected with the unchecked influx of IDPs. These are people who have been displaced. These are refugees in their own country, in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, who entered the ancient city to find refuge. The IDPs are entering Kano unchecked, and one cannot deviate now from the fact that the insurgents might have used that advantage of the mass movement of IDPs from the northeast to Kano and probably now gained ground to perpetrate their terror acts. The more people are moving about as displaced as refugees in the zoo, the more the risk of Boko Haram attacks, because they will attack you and they will kill you, they will come with them, they will kill you. That's what we are presenting today. Now that their displacement is causing them concern, Boko Haram will come with them. And the bombing will never ever stop. Go and ask the Russians when they fought the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. Russia had to run away. America went there to fight Taliban. America ran away. They went to fight Al-Qaeda in Pakistan. Are they winning the war? The answer is no. Now there is ISIS. America will release one Tomahawk cruise missile from 2,000 miles away. They are not close to the battlefield, because if you bring in American soldiers, they will kill them. Their equipment is as sophisticated as that of the USA. This world is turning upside down. Any day they remember Biafra land, any day they remember us and decide to invade en masse, it's only ordinary four cattle raiders holding a village to ransom. Talk less of when the hard army of Boko Haram will come. We will all run away now and run into the Atlantic Ocean, maybe. As part of the effort to ensure proper management of the internally displaced persons, IDPs, in the Federal Capital Territory in Abuja, the National Emergency Management Agency, NEMA, and the FCT administration have begun arrangements to establish a camp where the IDPs could be accommodated. Thousands of IDPs who are currently living at Waru, New Kuchingoro, Area 1, and Wassa in the Federal Capital Territory has fed the troubled northeast of Abuja, speaking during the distribution of relief items to the IDPs at Durumi 2, Area 1 in the FCT, which is Abuja. The Director General of NEMA, Alhaji Muhammad Sani Sidi, said the proposed camp would help to checkmate infiltration by non-IDPs or miscreants. Some of the relief materials distributed include 25 liters of groundnut oil, packs of tomato paste, packs of soap, a number of plastic buckets, bags of rice, beans, millet, guinea corn, and salt. Presently, NEMA and major stakeholders, including the FCT administration, are working seriously to establish a camp where all these identified displaced persons will be brought together and managed, and in such situation, we will be able to curtail or contain the issue of real IDPs and non-IDPs, he said. Represented by the coordinator, Abuja Operations Office of NEMA, Mr. Ishaya Chonoko, Sani said that the genuine IDPs at the settlement were few compared to the number in the area, because most of them who are already living in Abuja before the advent of insurgency invited their loved ones from the north. Compared to the number in the area, because most of them who are already living in Abuja before the advent of insurgency invited their loved ones from all over the place to come into Abuja to come and stay there. And with them will come many more Boko Haram people, and they will kill those of them unfortunate to be there. And you thought the zoo was a laughing stock, the haven of criminals. Now listen to this. The federal government of the Zoological Republic, headed by Goodluck Jonathan, assisted by Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala and also Mrs. Deziani Alison Madeke, have already paid, outstanding fuel subsidy claims, just as it approved the release of allocation for the first quarter of 215 fuel importation program. Now, some of you may see this as just a simple piece of news, but I will try to clarify and explain it to you so you will understand it. Do you know that the zoo called Nigeria imports fuel? I don't think you're following me. Do you know that Nigeria with 4 refineries underperforming? Do you know they export crude oil and they import refined petrol? No, you don't know. Now we are telling you. Now, listen to this very, very carefully. Our South Fulani people, they own the oil wells. They go and get the ships from the British, from Shell and from other people. They take the oil abroad and they refine it and they bring it back as fuel. Now, when they dig up the oil from the ground, people buy the oil from them as an oil well owner. They pay you the royalties for that very oil well. You take the money and they pay NNPC. They pocket it. Now, when that same oil comes back as refined petrol, you also pay him again. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. As you're exporting the crude oil, you are paying them when you bring it because it's called oil subsidy. The zoo, with their so-called universities, everywhere there's a university, they cannot refine simple crude oil into kerosene, into engine oil, into petrol, into diesel. No, they cannot. And somehow you want me to respect them. Somehow, oh, why is he always calling black people? Of course, when you're a monkey. You cannot refine crude oil. And do you know the amount of money they set aside to compensate? $166 billion. I'm sure where some of you are, the earth is trembling. I did not say million. I did not say thousands. The same people who are in control of your destiny, making your life difficult, you are now going to pay them money from the same money that they paid NNPC for crude oil. You dip in there and you pay them subsidy for bringing the same petrol that left the shores of Biafra land. It is now coming back. But you are now paying people to... I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. I don't know if some of you are actually following this news this evening. You dig up crude oil from the ground. You sell it to the white man. You refine it. The white man buys 1 barrel of crude oil for, say, $50. From that barrel of crude oil, he will produce 1 barrel of diesel, 1 barrel of paraffin, which is aviation fuel, they call it, 1 barrel of petrol. He will import it back, and you will pay $150 for it. And then you pay some corrupt idiots in the zoo, including Desiane Madeke and her friends, and Jonathan's friends. You pay them oil subsidy as well, you see. I don't understand this. Maybe some of you can. When our lines open, perhaps you can clarify all of these things for us. And even at that, there are strong indications that some indigenous ship owners overtly or covertly promote criminal activities such as sea robbery, piracy, and ransom taking on the nation's territorial waters. Some indigenous ship owners were sometimes last year indicted for hiring their tanker vessels to criminals in a desperate bid to make money in order to remain afloat. Where everybody is corrupt, what do you expect? You even go out and lease your vessels to pirates so that they can commit crime and you'll be rich. Everybody is a criminal, even ship owners as well. Corruption everywhere. Everywhere is replete with corruption. The Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission has said that it is difficult to penalize the errant power firms who issue crazy bills because consumers don't follow the right channels when making complaints. And as a result, NEPA, these same people, they are not aware. They are called NERC. They have all these agencies. And do you know that they can give you light for 2 hours and bring you a bill of 4,000 in a month? And do you know you have to pay it or they cut you off? I repeat what I said. As you are suffering trying to buy kerosene that is imported kerosene and petrol, do you also know that all they need to do is to give you light for 1 hour in a month and they bill you for the whole month? There is a commission that they set up. It's called the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission. Their job is to stop NEPA from stealing from people. But because everybody is a criminal in the zoo called Nigeria, in fact, it's normal to steal. Stealing money is normal. That is why these things have continued to happen, and very, very speedily. We must breeze through this. Hundreds of people rescued from cargo ship abandoned in Greek waters. Almost 1,000 migrants. You can bet your life there. Some of them are from Africa. Almost 1,000 migrants have been rescued from a cargo ship found adrift in Greek waters, according to the Red Cross. The Blue Sky M carrying 970 people have been abandoned and left on autopilot by its crew, believed to be people traffickers. Italian Coast Guards later brought it under control and safely docked it at the Italian port of Gallipoli. Gallipoli is very, very famous. I think there was a sea battle that was fought at Gallipoli. I don't think it's between the forces of Mark Antony, who was in Egypt with Cleopatra, and the forces of Augustus Caesar. No, it's Octavius. I don't know. But I know that Gallipoli is a very famous name in history. I can't remember. The migrants, believed to be mainly Syrians and Kurds, have been to local schools and gymnasium. 35 of them were taken to hospitals, with some treated for hypothermia, Italian Red Cross spokeswoman Mima Antonacci said. British people, go and watch what is happening. If there is no Biafra, such ships will be docking in Southampton, in Plymouth, on a daily basis. You must be warned. Allow Biafra to emerge to avert the precipitous collapse of the Zoological Republic. You must. PDP cannot find drivers to take Jonathan's campaign vehicles. Well, of course, take it and they will kill you off. President Goodluck Jonathan's campaign team suffered a major setback today in the zoo, in the Connaught, as it has turned out, as commercial and private drivers refused to take campaign vehicles already painted in the PDP and Jonathan Sambo campaign brand from Kaduna Estate to Kano Metropolis, citing fear of attacks by citizens opposed to President Goodluck Jonathan's return to office. The breakup have already begun. It's already begun. My grammar has to be correct. Before they say Nam the Kano's English has come down. No, the grammar has to be spot on because we are educated. They have started the thuggery. Even Jonathan, as a president, cannot move his campaign vehicles from Kaduna to Kano. He knows what is going to happen. How about Borno? How can he be campaigning when Borno, there is no election, and in that same Borno today, or in Yobe, the neighboring state, an explosion has killed at least 6 people. The state police have told a newspaper 6 people are reported dead in the explosion, which occurred close to a security checkpoint in the town. The Yobe State Police Commissioner, Marens Danladi, told a newspaper that the explosive device that went off was being conveyed in a car to an unknown location when it suddenly exploded. The killing is continuing, courtesy of the British. The British put us together. The British made it possible for our suffering and it to be ruling us. And now they have decided to Islamize everybody. There is nothing we can do about it. Unless Biafra comes, we are doomed. Unless Biafra comes, our suffering will continue to take over our land. That concludes our news presentation, our news headlines and news summary this evening. This very evening of the 31st of December in the year of our Lord 2014. The time now is very, very close to 26 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London. It is already New Year's Day for those of them in the Far Eastern part of the world. We are welcoming you wherever you are once again. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. This is the only platform you own together as a people. And because of that, Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, will ensure that Biafra comes. Our lines are now open. You can call Radio Biafra. If you do so, we will take your call. Once again, the number to call remains +44. If you're calling us from anywhere in the British Isles, if you're calling us from anywhere in the British Isles, you must call 0781310836. If you're calling us from outside the United Kingdom, the number to call is +44 0044 78 313 0836. We are also on Radio Biafra Universal Line. Our universal line remains +44 208 133 9976. That is our line. If you call Radio Biafra, we will be able to take your call. Our lines are open. If you're calling us on Skype, it remains Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Wherever you are, we welcome you. And this is Radio Biafra. Our lines are here. If you speak on this very platform, the entirety of humanity will be able to hear your voice. wherever you are on the face of the planet. We must, of course, welcome you. We are transmitting live and direct. We also understand that some people, we know that some people in the Far Eastern part of the world, for you, today is your 1st of January. Therefore, we welcome you into it. And for those of us in this part of the world, we are still within the 31st of December 2014. And this is Radio Biafra. Our time has just come to 28 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. And we will be able to take your call. There are those of them inboxing us. There are those of them talking to us, asking us, how is it possible for us to participate? How can we make the impossible possible? How do we make sure that Biafra comes to exist in our lifetime? The best thing for you to do, please, is to call this very number if you wish to support what we are doing. The number is +1 301 455 0460. Our lines are open. We are going to the line to take this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller, no, they cannot hear us. They cannot hear us. This caller is calling us from Jefferland with a number ending in, let me see, with a number ending in 665. The number ending in 665. We are live and we are direct. And our lines are open to the best of my knowledge. There is nothing wrong with it. But I don't know why this very line keeps cutting. Maybe those of them in the zoo are not quite happy with our presentation this evening. But we do not care. They can hack our lines all they like. They are not going to make one iota of a difference. Our lines are open. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We must welcome you regardless of where you are on the face of the planet. And this is Radio Biafra. Our two Skype plans that are open remains Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We are here to serve you. We are going to the line once again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? You are coming to us via +44 208 133 99. I don't know what is going on. This line is not holding. Let us try once again to see. Can you hear me? The caller on that very phone line, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, my director, I can hear you.
I don't know what is happening. It's been a bit digital, as the barrister would say.
I can hear you. Good evening from Nigeria, from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name, please. I know you are in Biafra land, but what is your name?
Yeah. My name is Okorafor, Michael Okorafor, calling from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go. We are listening. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please, and speak to us. Turn it down.
Director, please, I'm very sad about this night news. The news this night, I'm very, very sad about it.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please, go ahead.
Yes,
I can
yes,
hear you.
Director,
say what you're saying. Go ahead.
What I'm trying to say tonight is, we are all here ready on the ground. We are ready here on the ground. Please. All my brothers in the Far East, please help us to purchase guns for us. We are ready to go ahead with the struggle. That is my own contribution, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much,
brother.
Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. And I welcome all of you who are also sending in your text message and also inboxing. I am going to Skype as well. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Yes, good evening, my honorable director.
Good evening. That is Bright Chimezie, yes. Is that correct?
Yes, my name is Bright Chimezie Isiwa, calling from Port Harcourt.
Iguocha is called, is it?
Iguocha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, my director, for your wonderful work and all that, not being able to rest. You left Biafra land. You're over there in London again, doing the job once again. Thank you, and keep on the good work. I want to comment a little bit on the headline this evening concerning how corrupt this zoo is. My director, there is something that happened some time ago. One of my masters that work with oil company. Do you know what he told me?
No. Tell us.
He said that as soon as there's no problem in the community, that it is the main people in the, that is the people at the top of the game in the oil company will go and incite community to cause problem so that money will come.
Are you serious? Nothing surprising.
This is, I'm telling you, this is from the horse's mouth. I was working with a man and he said, if there is no problem, money will not come out. So if there is no problem, they will go and cause little problems from the community so that people will start making crisis and they will bring out money for that particular problem and the people will share with the community.
That is amazing.
Honestly speaking, it is not easy to stay in this area and remain faithful. It takes a heart of gold and a heart that is being purified by God. Everybody, just like what is happening now, this person will say, this person will go for election, this person will go for election. Do you know what they say? It is our turn to eat. By the time you keep on telling them, how do you want this country to be good? Whereby you keep on saying, my own person will go, so because it's our own turn to eat. The mentality here is very low. It requires a heart of gold. Director, quote me, a heart of gold for you to see somebody's sin and being able to return that thing the way it is. Everybody, nearly everybody in this place is a thief. Honestly speaking. That's why if you are doing a thing with somebody, they will think you are acting like them. You are behaving like them. Because they look at everybody as being criminal. Because
problem.
Of the kind of lifestyle they have.
Very
so it
difficult.
Takes a man, yes, honestly, it takes a man that fears God. If you preach to people and tell them, this thing you are doing is not right. Imagine it today.
Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, remain where you are. I think that call is from India. I don't know if it's the new year yet. Remain where you are. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
It's okay, sir.
Go ahead and say what you're saying. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, okay. You go about, a policeman will harass you. At the end of the road becomes what you give him. Imagine today, a policeman called me today. He was charging me 200,000. I said, for what? He said, for tinted permit. That the one I'm holding is forged.
He wants you to buy a tinted permit. The same car that you travel with, he wants you to buy a tinted permit.
A car I've driven for a year and now. A year, and the police officer is telling me tinted permit. And the man is 100% drunk. A man that was talking to me and was staggering.
My goodness me. Stay where you are. Don't disengage. Let's go to the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. This is our New Year's Eve edition of our broadcast. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The line keeps cutting out. It keeps cutting out. Bright Chimezie, remain where you are if need be. I will return to you. But what you're touching upon is very, very monumental. The difficulty we have is that people don't understand the impact of corruption and corrupt practices on the lives of ordinary people. They do not know that if sometimes they say, oh, but also that white people are also corrupt. And I say to them, no, not as corrupt as you are. You are more than corrupt. The level of corruption obtainable in the zoo. And let us just try to recap our people so that they actually understand what we are talking about. Because what this man actually speaking is part of the establishment. He says that corruption, the way they know it, has taken a new dimension. Even your governors, your House of Reps people, your assemblymen, everybody is corrupt. And the question remains, how do you solve the problem? How do you solve that very problem? The only way you can solve that problem, the only way you can remove it from being a bane on the lives of people, is by making sure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. And Brachimus, if I may ask you, did you give this man the money he was asking for? Did you give it to him?
I did not give him the money. What he did was to call a fellow police officer, a female police officer. I didn't know what really happened. What really touched the police officer, and the officer told me, please, just go. Don't mind him.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for calling, and stay where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. If you can hear me, indicate by giving us your name and where you are, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I don't know if they want to hear their voice before they speak. We've said it before. If you call Radio Biafra, endeavor to speak immediately. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me. I don't understand these people. If you call Radio Biafra, please, 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 turn your system down. Turn it down. Can you hear me?
Wonderful. Thank you very much for calling.
Oh, my goodness me. Maybe they're just new to Radio Biafra. That happens sometimes when people are new to Radio Biafra. They tend to... I don't know what is wrong. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you, sir.
Please, I've said this many times. I don't know why you don't follow. Turn
you,
your system down. Turn it down, please. So you and I can have an interaction without the background noise impact on
them.
Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are.
All right. This is Bright Smoker Anderson calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia. Please go ahead.
All right, Director, I just want to commend you for your efforts towards our struggle. You know, it's not really easy. You just left Biafran land down.
Your line is still talking. I don't like it. Turn your system down. I can hear myself on the background. Why do you leave it on? If you want to hear your voice, you can go and play this broadcast later on. There is no need. It's just you and I talking. Please go.
I hear you.
Turn your system down. It's not. I can hear you also, but your system has to be down.
Okay, Director, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right, Director. So what I'm saying is, I just want to commend you for your good efforts you've been making to make sure that Biafran land will be redeemed from the shackles of darkness. So I just want to also wish you Happy New Year and Editorial Board of Radio Biafra, because this year is really going to be very for us. This year, 2015, I just want to let Editorial Board of Radio Biafra that we are taking a new dimension this year, and Biafra must come. This is our promise, and Biafra must come. Director, go ahead. Keep on keeping on. Like your deputy normally say, we are strongly behind you. Go ahead, Director. Thank you so much. I'm wishing you Happy New Year, Director.
Thank you very much. And I wish you the same. I also wish you Happy New Year. Thank you very, very much for that. And this is Radio Biafra, the people in Malaysia. They have gone into the new year. And we wish each and every one of them, those of them who are hardcore and very, very resilient, the die-hard Biafrans, not just... Not everybody mentioning Biafra will be able to participate in her coming. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is a caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. I can hear myself. They're not saying anything. This number is from, I don't know if it's India or whatever. It's 97 and ends in 209. If it happens again, we have to block them because I can hear myself, I can hear the static, but they are not saying anything. They are not saying anything. This is Radio Biafra. There is something, I don't know why, Radio Biafra itself is not on, but Radio Biafra 1 is on. Radio Biafra 1 is working on Skype. Try to get through to us via that means. Let me, the caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is a very big fool. I'll give his name, his number out in a minute. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, my director, can you hear me? Good evening, sir.
I can hear you. Thank you very much. Don't talk to us via speakerphone. Come close to your microphone. You sound very far away, please. Come close to your microphone. Hello? No, not very clean. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay.
Your voice is so far away. It is very, very far away. Your voice is too far away. I don't know what is happening to our people. We need you people to be closer. Come closer to the Skype you're using to call us. I don't know what's going on. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
This is Akijewa from Wolverhampton.
From Wolverhampton. Thank you very much. In the UK. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you very much. I will first of all say Happy New Year for you and all the members of the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra.
And we wish you the same.
All the Biafrans all over the world, friends of Biafrans and lovers of freedom. I say Happy New Year. And best of luck.
Thank you.
Well, Beto, I want to say something about the defense fund.
Yes.
The respect of the defense fund, yeah. The defense fund, I think some people may be having difficulties in transferring the money where to be. Like, for myself, for me as a person, I have tried to. But you see, the commission is too much. Although I may wish to put more than what I intend to put, but you know, paying a much commission, like 50% of the cost for commission for the transfer, I think it's too much from United Kingdom to where he's supposed to go. I don't want to mention where he's supposed to go. You know where normally where he has to go.
Yes,
but the bank charges is too much that we don't, you know, we don't have much to waste. That is why. So
I think there was an arrangement. Yes, yes. Hang on, there was an arrangement to provide. There should be no bank charges. If you go into your bank and say you want to do interbank transfer to another bank in Germany, there shouldn't be a problem with that. They will just do it.
Yeah, I was there today. I was in my bank today to transfer to America. But they said I should pay £25 charge. It's too exorbitant to pay for such. So I suggest there must be a solution to that.
Okay.
Many people may have such problem. I don't know. We try to, you know.
Okay, it is something that we are going to look into as well at the Directorate of State. I'm sure they are listening. But sometimes if you have to pay £25, and of course I can understand it's almost a quarter, even more than a quarter of what is being asked. But sometimes...
That's exactly. Because instead of giving it to them, I wish to, you know, put it for Biafran. Instead of... Not that I can't do that. You know, but I think we need money more than themselves, more than the banks.
That is true. I'm sure it is something we are going to consider also try and look at those of you who may have difficulties. But I'm sure that if you were to use say a money transfer things, be it Western Union paying directly into that same bank account, there won't be any problem at all whatsoever. So you may have to look at other ways of doing so. And we'll also have to encourage them to also use PayPal as well to try and see if that could ease is something we have noted and something we are going to work on. Thank you very much for that. And keep on listening to Radio Biafra and keep supporting our effort. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. And happy New Year to you.
Thank you very much. Keep on moving on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
There is a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, he's gone. The caller on Skype is gone. And I think that very tentatively that Radio Biafra on Skype is coming back very, very slowly. It is due to the sheer volume of calls. It's called bottleneck. The sheer volume of calls coming in at the same time is too much for our systems to handle. But we welcome that. We do welcome it. We know for definite, that in a few seconds' time, everything will be settled. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We continue the ceaseless propagation of this very gospel, especially on this very day, the eve of the new year going into 2015, that is bound to make or break this very effort we are making. Our people must be resolute. Now is the time. 2015 is here. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Victor Edwin, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead.
Director, I don't know whether you permit me to sing one song to you.
You can sing a song, please, but make it only 2 minutes or less than 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Dare Tonga. Dare Tonga Kai Gisu.
Hey.
Moni Gigi Mona Lala. Dare Tonga Kai Gisu.
Thank you, my dear brother. Stay where you are, please. Remain where you are. This type of song, sometimes I wonder. Of course, we are following our creed. The creed is that we must remain without fear before our enemies. We must speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. And also, very, very critically, that Chukwu Abiama is God. Very, very important. What we follow is the liberation for our country. As long as we are doing the right thing, you continue to follow us. If we do the wrong thing, we don't expect you to stay. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, stay where you are. I shall come back to you in a minute. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Yes, please. I can hear you. Allow me to fix everything. Can you hear me now? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Kennedy Titus. I'm calling from Istanbul.
From Istanbul, please go ahead.
Okay, Director, the last caller that said about the transfer rate, because I have the same problem the time I want to send my own money. So when I went to the bank, they charged me $40 to send $100. So I called the COC, and I sent it through Western Union to COC to pay in the account. So if people, maybe they trust one, the people you know that you can trust, to pay from to Western Union is more cheap. The commission is not too high. Because I encountered the same problem, because as soon as the sister suggests that thing, it's not up to 2 days, I send my own $100 through COC. So the COC now will pay in that account. So the brother is saying that it's true what he's saying. What he's saying is true. So if there is another means to help people, because instead of us wasting that commission, we'll find another means so that it will be easy for our people. So instead of us to waste that one, now we'll add it more on that month so that we can gain more. So please, I'm saying about that. But I'm sending you something in your Facebook Messenger, but you are not replying me, because there is something I want you to look into about Turkish,
Must understand. Please try and resend it to me. I'm a very, very busy man, exceptionally busy. You must understand.
I know.
If I respond to every message every blessed day, I won't be able to sleep at night.
No. Please try to look into that. I will reforward it again.
Reforward it now, because I have multiple questions that I monitor them. Thank you very much. Thank you. Even the COC is trying to come through. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me? The caller calling us from somewhere, either in Biafra Land or Zoological Republic. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? No, our lines are a bit digital this evening. I have a caller on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra 1 on Skype, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Director, are you speaking to me?
Yes, my dear brother, I'm speaking to you. Please go ahead.
Happy New Year, Director.
The same to you. I presume you're calling us from the far eastern part of the world, is that correct?
Yes, Director. This is Maswe Chwenda. I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, thank you very much. And Happy New Year to all the family in Malaysia. All die hard and hardcore. Please go ahead.
Happy New Year, Director. Same God bless you for the work you are doing to us.
Thank you.
Director, there was a guy that called you, I think it is the first caller. I don't know whether you recognize that caller, because the guy always call all the time. And whenever he calls, that the same statement that he make, I need ammunition, we'll try ammunition nearby. All the same statement he always make anytime he calls. So I began to wonder, are they different or are they with us?
They are with us. They are with us. They are lamenting, because these are the people that their men are in camp at the moment. I'm not going to give people all the details that we have, our formation on the ground, but people are everywhere right now in camp. The only thing we are waiting for is the weapons to commence our work. That is the truth of the matter. That is the only thing holding us. So people, you know, when they keep waiting, I keep telling them, wait, it's coming, wait. You know how our people sometimes, they begin to wonder.
Yeah, because he always worried all the time he called. It's the same statement. Still, you are not listening. He keep repeating the same thing. So I thought maybe it's a different person altogether. Or everybody's ammunition, a bugle hack, a different call.
No. They are part of us. They are very, very loyal. They are loyal and determined. And part of us. Don't worry about that.
Okay. All right, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you too.
The COC, you will wait for me. Let's go and take some of these calls. My goodness me. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Happy New Year, Director.
And the same to you.
Yeah, my name is Okechukwu Udonewu from Japan.
Okay, Chukwu from Japan. Goodness me. The lines, please stay. Yes, go ahead, please. Go ahead. Yes. From Japan. How is Japan preparing? Hold on.
It's my second time of calling. I called last time, a few months ago.
Thank you. Are you part of the family in Japan? Hold on. Are you part of us in Japan?
Yeah. I'm part of the family in Japan.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I always listen to Radio Biafra. And what I call today is in regards on the defense fund. I know that, you know, in Japan here, yeah, many people have never paid their own different phone. But I paid my own different phone since this last month. And the down money is still here. The account, the family open here. I put the money there, but I feel to pay the money here have no meaning.
No, it's so, dear brother. Hold on. That money, I don't know if our the COC is here as well. The Directorate of State had a meeting yesterday, and I believe, I stand to be corrected. I believe that our sister, who is our chief finance officer, Nenayanya, in Germany, have called for every defense fund to be moved to Germany. I'm not, the COC is here to confirm that. But every defense fund should be moved to Germany immediately. Germany is responsible for our purse. Every defense fund from around the world, with the this is, we are now entering 2015. We are now in anymore. People are crying for this thing every blessed day, as our brother just noted now. Every defense fund must be moved to Germany with immediate effect. Our sister should contact each and every coordinator to tell them how to do it from around the world. And every member of the Directorate of State must also help. Continental reps are key in this. Now we know the countries that are with us and those who are without, basically.
Okay, secondly, about the $100 you announced the other day, I called that number, but it's always a message. So I dropped a message to get the information. But I've never get any feedback. Please, I want to know, have the information.
Okay,
so,
I'll ask
so
you to
contribute also.
Call that number in the next 10 minutes. I'm after you now. I'll speak to the COC who is on the line. And also, Mark Ike, stay where you are on Skype. I will come to you in a minute. The COC is on the line. All these issues we're going to put to him. He's an engineer, so he will know how to solve this very problem. The COC, can you hear me?
Also.
The COC, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Let us go to him. My dear brother from Japan, thank you very much for your call. It's good to know that people from Japan are still very resolute and still very, very strong. After all, that is the land of the rising sun. We share most qualities together. COC, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Director?
I can hear you. Of course, I can hear you. Go ahead. Yes. I was playing with my lines. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. I can hear you.
All right. Thank you, Director. My name is Iraya Clifford Chukwemeka from Arondio Nyemobi in Uguta in Biafra land. I live in Houston, Texas, and by the grace of God, the coordinator of coordinators of indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Yeah, Director, I want to make a quick comment, especially on the caller that called from probably Wolverhampton or somewhere in the United Kingdom, and the other one by that called from Turkey, talking about Western Union or MoneyGram. Director, I want to make it very clear that I do not accept MoneyGram or Western Union. I do not accept MoneyGram or Western Union. The reason is very clear. We have over 1,000 people paying in this money. I don't want the FBI or the CIA looking at me like I'm doing money laundering.
That is true.
Therefore, I do not accept Western Union or MoneyGram. That was a very exceptional case. There were two very exceptional cases. The other one was a guy in Senegal whose father was a veteran, and he said he was going to pay for himself and his father, and that he doesn't have papers and everything, that he wants to pay for himself and his father. That it was a very compelling case, and that was it. Now, Director,
what is the solution to this very problem? Are you discussing with all the members of the directorate to see how we can break this down to make life easier for people? Because clearly they want to contribute. That's the problem. They do.
That's where I'm getting at. There is somebody in Cork Island called Ibebubu, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
He said Ibebubu, a very strong Biafran. What he did was that I gave him our PayPal account. I gave him our PayPal account, and he paid through PayPal, and he came into our PayPal account. Very simple. And our PayPal account is just very simple. People of Biafra at gmail.com. That is it. People of Biafra, one word, at gmail.com.
And what if you're saying, hold on seriously, what you're saying in effect is that if you have any card at all with which you can go to an ATM and take money from it, You can also go online and log on to PayPal, which is very, very simple. And I keep telling people the safest way to pay, to transfer money in the world. And you say peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Exactly.
And the money will come. And the money will come immediately. It will come. You know,
yes.
It will come.
I just received money from Ibebugu a couple of minutes ago, and I sent him an acknowledgement to that. And in fact, he paid $116 instead of $100. I mean, it's very simple. peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. That's our PayPal account, and it'll come. Otherwise, you have to pay through the bank, because I do not want to get involved in MoneyGram or Western Union.
Or handling money.
Because, Director, what I'm going to do is, at the end of the day, I am going to print the statement as it is from the bank and publish it worldwide for everybody to see.
Because not people's not their names, you know. You will not.
No, not their names. Not their names, but the way it is, the way it came in, so that people will see it. We don't want all these stories of because I don't believe in that. And something else, which I really didn't want to bring up, but I have to say it now. Because, Director, why I want to bring this up, because tomorrow, the next thing you will hear, on the 419. These are 419 people. They told us $100. Now, they are talking about $115. Which one are we going to believe? Director, anybody who operates a bank knows that if you do a wire transfer, there's a charge that the receiving bank normally charges. That is standard practice anywhere in the world, especially if that payment is coming outside of the country of origin of that bank. You get what I'm saying, Director? Therefore, the bank we are using is charging $15 for the wire transfer. So, because I didn't make this very clear, most of the money coming in are coming in with at $85. But I was expecting, a wrong assumption on my side anyway, that people who do transaction with banks should know that at the receiving end, there is a charge, a wire transfer charge from the bank. It's a very simple thing, I thought everybody should know. So what I do now, Director, is whenever anybody calls the line, I try to explain that I originally didn't want to go on air to say this, so that, you know, people will not start getting wrong messages. Oh, Director says it's 100. Now you're telling us it's 115. I just wanted to take that off air, but I had to bring it now so that, you know, the whole people will know. Because when I print the statement, you're going to see minus 15 on most of those who did not include that. Normally, like when I do transfer with my bank will tell me you have to add a charge on the receiving bank. And so they add it. So, for instance, if I'm paying $100 to somebody in London, for instance, the bank will add something to that money. So that's what I'll pay at the end of the day will not be just $100. It will be $100 plus the charge at the other end of the bank. So I wanted to throw this out so that people will know. Because before you know it, Director, they start calling us all kind of names that we are extorting money. We have started increasing the money from 100 to this and that. And I don't want that kind of false information.
And thank you very much for that, please. I want you to circulate as extensively as possible this very PayPal link so that people can use PayPal. It's far more cheaper. I think it's very, very cheap, as a matter of fact, and cost less than direct wire transfer. Thank you very much. That was our COC. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. I had a caller on Skype. I put him on hold on Radio Biafra. Oh, no, he's gone. Isn't that unbelievable? As soon as I wanted to go to him, he was no longer there, but he's come back to me. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, turn your system down or I turn you off. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, turn your system off, please. Turn it off completely because I can hear myself. Turn it off.
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please?
Yes, I'm Ikech Kuduru from Bilbao in Paradasco, Spain.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Happy New Year, Director.
The same to you. The same to you.
How are our men in the camp?
They are there. They need to be fed. And they need weapons. That's all.
Exactly, Director. We are working towards that. Okay. As I always said, my regard to all of them. I really appreciate them. It is not easy for someone to dedicate himself to serve his fatherland.
No, it's not.
Director, every blessed day, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for them as well.
Everybody should pray for them. Please, I'm not cutting you short. There is a very fantastic, I don't know if it's a post by somebody. It's the Book of Numbers. I think it is Hillary Orji that posted this thing. And I will read it out, please. Please turn your system down. I can't understand this. Turn it down, please. If I want to come back to you, I want to hear your voice, not my own voice coming back at me. After the war, the Israelites came to Moses and said, "We counted, no one is missing." I like that. It's from the Book of Numbers, chapter 31, verse 49. I love it. And I think for me, that represents the theme of 2015. It will exemplify it. After the war, we counted our numbers and nobody was missing. Very, very poignant, very, very important. When you pray for us, you also pray for those of them that have devoted themselves and their life to serve you. They are in camp at the moment. Everybody must pray for them, especially this night. I'm asking all of you in the Far Eastern part of the world, in Indonesia, Malaysia, in Australia, in Japan, in Vietnam, in Taiwan, in Hong Kong, all of you in Singapore, those of you in Thailand, the ones in China, you must pray for these people, these brave men that have volunteered themselves to die for you, that you may live. You must remember them. Please go ahead.
So, Director, as I was saying, I don't have much to say than my regards to all of them. And in this new year we are entering, Chukwu Abiyama will lead us to the battle, and we will defeat them in Jesus' name.
He said, Osietikwala, 2015 is here. Now we know those who are men and those who are mouse. That time has come. It has come. Where we go from here is entirely up to you. We have come to 2015. That very year has come. Let his will be done. That's what we pray for. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead. What is your name and where are you calling from? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Your name is Mark. Is that correct? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me? They are waiting to hear their name coming out of the other side. It happens all the time. Perfectly understandable. I'm going to the phone line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? And thank you for waiting. The caller on the phone all the way from Germany.
Yeah.
Yes. My dear sister, please.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Director. Good evening, dear friends and friends of dear friends. I welcome you all today to our evening broadcast. Stay tuned. Director, I'm calling because of two things. One is the defense fund and the other one is the charges that people say they pay. First, the defense fund. Director, I've already sent out the account number to all the continental reps. You know, when you gave the instruction last week, I already sent it out to them and some have already acknowledged that they've received the account number. That is one. The second one, I want to talk about the charges. Actually, it depends on if they are doing it online. I mean, they want to America. It depends. Because when you fill in the form or you are doing online banking, there's a section that will ask you, do you want to bear the whole cost or do you want the cost to be divided between you and the recipient? Now, if the person picked that he or she alone wants to bear the cost, then the cost, you know, will be borne by the person who sent it. So the people in America, we don't have to pay any charges. But if it's 50-50, you know, depending on how, then that's where these charges come to. And I see it as a little bit of sacrifice because this is only once. If people don't have PayPal and they are charging them about £30 or so, I mean, it's only once. Why can't they just, you know, instead of giving excuses again that the charges is high, that's why they can't send, they should just send it with the charges. It's only once. I mean, when I was transferring to Radio Biafra PayPal all those years, I normally pay charges every month. attend charges. You cannot transfer any money without paying charges. So people should take it as a sacrifice on their own part, and this is just one. I also paid charges when I sent my own. In fact, I paid more so that the charges, they will not charge them over there. You know, I mean, it's just a little bit sacrifice. That's all what I want to say. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. And before you go, I want to confirm to you that I have received information from Malaysia. You put down the name of Malaysia that they have paid their monthly dues for the month of December. Malaysia has paid. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing our work. If my voice is a bit funny, please, you must forgive me. I came from very hot weather. I came into very cold weather. Very, very cold. So, I don't know. It's my throat, my chest, everywhere. But this work has to be done. And we are doing so because Chukwu Abiyama is God. All of you, wherever you are, we must welcome you. This is your platform, your radio station. We are here to propagate this very gospel because we, for some of us in the far eastern part of the world, we have gone into 2015. Okwa, that year we talked about is here. 2015. If you were working hard before, you must redouble your effort. This is 2015. If you go out before once to evangelize every week, you must now go out twice to do so. If you have been campaigning by talking to people before about supporting what we are doing, you must also redouble your effort. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, this is the year you need to work exceptionally hard to make what is impossible become possible. And that is to make sure that Biafra is restored in truth and in every honesty. For those of you wishing to speak on Radio Biafra, you must do so by calling +44783138376. I repeat, 0044783138376. We are also on our universal line, the same line that our sister just called us through now, which is +44208133 9976. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. I know how frustrating it can be sometimes to try to get through on any of our Skype accounts because Radio Biafra is very, very difficult to get through sometimes. The number of people calling us is way too much. And because of that, we experience some hold-ups. Because of that, we experience some clog-up. Please, wherever you are, it has been announced. This is 2015 now. We have gone into, at least in the far eastern part of the world. Every defense fund must now be moved to where we put our funds together. That is Germany. Every defense fund, I said, our sister will contact all national coordinators, and they must move our defense fund down to Germany as quickly as possible. Wherever you are, we welcome you. And by way of recap, we are reminding each and everybody that if we do nothing this very year of 2015, Boko Haram, they will no longer be sending cattle herders. They will come down themselves. And when they come down, what we are discussing now will not be what we'll be discussing then. Therefore, every effort must be made. Everything humanly possible must be done to ensure that our men, our boys are supported. They are ready and they are waiting for us to give them the tools that we promised them, that they may go and make sure that they meet our enemies wherever they find them. We must meet them. This is Radio Biafra. We did report as to what ISIS was doing in conjunction with Boko Haram, that very soon they will ask you to drop every physics class, every chemistry. The only thing you have to study is the Quran. After all, they said everything Western is evil, which means Boko Haram. That is why we must do all we can. We must do all we can to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. I don't know what is wrong with our line. Why is our line cutting? It just does not make any sense to me. People call Radio Biafra. We pick it both on Skype and on the line, and it just goes off. I can't even calls, even numbers from the UK. We have somebody call us with the number ending in 577, and the same thing just happened. This is Radio Biafra. Please please, please, you must go out to preach this very gospel. You must go out to evangelize. You must go out to do what is right before Chukwa Biama in heaven and man on this very earth. And that is to make sure that the Biafran family, wherever you are, continues to grow exponentially. We must also ask you, when you go out to evangelize, don't say too much. Just tell people to listen to Radio Biafra. If they are moved by the Spirit, if they are touched by the Spirit, they will be able to join us. They will be able to come out and join us and do what we are doing. Please, 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 wherever you are, you must go out to preach this very gospel. And by preaching it, we're not asking you to say to people, oh, please come and join us. We are waiting for you to come and join us. Don't say that to them. Just ask them to listen to Radio Biafra. When we did announce before that we are here to expose every ill, and this 2015, things will happen. I can assure you, it will happen. This is the year it's been predicted that the zoo will come to an end. It is our responsibility, therefore, to do all we can within our powers to make sure that the zoo did indeed come to an end. Because that is the only way to justify all we have been through. That is the only way to put into context every suffering and every pain we have had to endure. And I know that as the earth is spinning around, it revolves around the orbit. Is that correct? Revolution is around the orbit. Is that correct? Yes. So are we also getting New Year's coming in everywhere? I read geography, so I must know that. I don't know why it spins around the axis and then reverses around the orbit. Thank you very much. The caller, can you hear me? What is causing all this type of nonsense today? Why is it that all our lines, somebody called from 221, we try to pick the call and the call is... I can't quite understand it. People are struggling to get through on Skype and it's no longer coming through. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know what the British may have done to our lines, but they will not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail over the righteous. Because we are here to do the work that Chukwa Biama asked us to come and do. And that is exactly what we will do until Biafra comes and beyond. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. We must ask you to please try and join us. And if you call Radio Biafra and you cannot get through for any reason, I can't say to you, you have to keep trying, because a lot of people will be calling at the same time. And that is causing a bottleneck. It is causing a very severe bottleneck and it's seriously affecting it. And for some reason, our lines are just here, but I heaven knows what the hell is going on. That calls that we could not, take before, all of a sudden, the lines are struggling to be able to cope with them. We are reporting that the MBS to recalculate Nigeria's GDP, because as they said to us before, remember, they told us that we are the zoo, not us. If you include Biafra land in it, then I can use the word us. They said that is the 26th largest economy in the world. But what is happening today? Can anybody tell us what is happening today? They are going to recalculate it. When we tell you that the whole world listens to Radio Biafra, we mean exactly what we are saying. We mean exactly what we say here. Today, they have decided to recalculate, to rebase. That's already economy that they have rebased before in the past. And we are here to bring you that very information. And this is Radio Biafra. I do not know. I cannot understand why all of our lines, I can see them here. People call. I try to take the call and it cannot hold. It cannot hold. We don't understand what they have done. I don't know if they have come after our lines. I don't know. But we know we are streaming live. We are direct to the whole world. And this is Radio Biafra. Please, 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 wherever you are, we must welcome you. And if you are in the new year, we are also wishing you a very happy new year. And when we announce on Radio Biafra that everything you see in the zoo is corrupt, we are very, very serious. Even the judiciary, you cannot run to them. You know, sometimes in life when you have difficulties or you have a dispute or quarrel with somebody, the only place that can settle that for you is the law court. Most of you don't understand. And as my friend once told me, there are only two places you can go in life, in any civilized society, for help. One is the bank, the other one is the court. They are the only two places you can go to in life for support and for help. But for some reason, in the zoo, even the court itself is corrupt. Of course, we know that the banks don't give out any loans. Even the courts themselves are corrupt. That is why we must continue to fight very, very hard. That is why Biafra must come. If you have not supported this very effort before, you must consider doing so. We don't want the extra inconvenience to put anybody off. If we can be emailed or told the very email address to use, for those of them wishing to make transfer via PayPal, we will be able to do so to disseminate that very information to stop people from struggling. But once again, please, if your people keep asking us, which number should we call? If you're asking for the number to call in the USA to participate in $100 for 1,000 people in America, the same thing for 1,000 people in Europe, the same thing for 1,000 people in Africa, it is very, very simple. The number to call is +1 301 455 0460. +1 301 455 0460. Try and call that number. If it's been very busy, it will be open, please. And I'm also asking, I'm asking our COC to please try to explain to people when they call that if they want it to be $100 on the dot, that they have to pay for the transfer charges. And this is Radio Biafra once again. Our lines, for some reason, is all frozen. All our lines frozen. These are the same lines that we cannot have one moment's breathing space. But all our lines are gone. They are frozen. People cannot get through. They cannot get through. I don't know what they have done to it. But of course, tomorrow is another day. We shall try as much as we can to make sure we rectify it, that we fix it. And also, please, wherever you are, especially for those of you that have come into the new year, we must remember that this is 2015, the year that we promised that we will do everything within our powers to make sure that things can no longer remain the same. The Zoological Republic can no longer remain the same. It is your responsibility. It is also our responsibility, the Directorate of State, the Editorial Board of Radio Biafra, to ensure that these things, that they come to pass, that the world may know that we exist. It is not a question of going and, how can I put it, putting your names on newspapers. That's not going to solve the problem. It is not a question of saying, oh, we want to dialogue, we need peace. Because who are you going to do peaceful dialogue with? There is nobody. What we want is to have our country. What we want is our freedom. And people freely and without any prevarication call Radio Biafra to express their views and their opinions. And that is why this work we are doing must continue. And once again, for those of you joining us for the very first time, if you do not quite understand, if you don't quite appreciate how to get this thing to work or how to get it to function on your own side, please ask those of them that introduced you. Ask those of them, please, who are already listening to Radio Biafra. Ask them, how do you manage to do it? Because Radio Biafra is on CHK 97.6. Radio Biafra is also online on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. And we also, no, that is on Skype if you wish to call us. We are on radiobiafra.co. We are on rblworld.tv. And we are also, I can't understand, something is fundamentally wrong. Something is seriously wrong with our lines. They come and they go. Let us go to the people who are on Skype. Hakare Rakariaba, maybe it's a family, I don't know. They call us on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Please give me, I need all your names, not just one person. Manke Kunaka, Nenye Sobeba, I can see her. Please, I need all your names.
Chimezie Mbom, Mwambom.
Chimezie Mwambom, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Morocco.
From Morocco, thank you very much. And the next person to you, what is their name?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Happy New Year.
The same to you. The same to all of you there. The same to you and the family in Morocco. What is your name?
Osareme Osaboye.
Thank you very much. That's all I can say. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. And the
next...
My goodness me. Good evening, my dear sister. My very beautiful daughter. The same to you. The same to you. I love her. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. All of you in Morocco, thank you.
This is my first day of calling Radio Biafra, and I'm very grateful to be with you this evening, because today I'm even happy to see today, and I'm even happy that I'm going to see Biafra coming. So, director, I'm so happy to talk to you today, because what you have been doing, I've been following your program ever since, and it gives me joy to see that Biafra is going to be restored by the grace of Chukwu Abiama.
Director,
good evening.
I know. Thank you very much. Yes.
We are happy to see Biafra. Daddy, my father, my own daddy, God's spring bone was one a soldier, a Biafra soldier. So I myself, I'm happy to see that Biafra is calling director. Director, carry on. We are happy. Carry on.
Thank you very much. And the family also in Morocco, thank you very, very much. I have another caller on the Skype. Daiko is calling. But I'm going to the phone first of all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director.
Thank you very much. Please go
I
ahead.
Can hear you, yes.
Thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, you didn't do anything. Calling from New York, my director. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
I love your words. I love your words. They are the part of my vocabulary. We have not come in peace. I love that word. You are the first person in my life I'm hearing that word from, and I so much love it. You remember when you said, this is Radio Biafra, we are coming to you, I want to know what it is. Like, I'm so happy, everything you have in fact. So happy, I just want to say Happy New Year, wishing all your family good health, all your family, your wife, all every member of the family, and every member of Radio Biafra, everywhere in the world. I'm wishing them Happy New Year, and we are here, we are strong, my director. Please, we want another line for additional payment. We want another line for additional payment, besides
yes.
The $100.
Okay.
Biafrans all over the world, Biafrans all over the world, you are the people that make the criminal pastors in Nigeria to be writing private text. You are the people. Director is shouting for months. You are bringing in container. Director, please. I don't know. I'm just having a suggestion. Then we get people. So they will say, oh, you didn't tell us. There are nine Biafrans. There are very, very nice. Who are the director? They are the chairman of Alaba International Market. They are the chairman of Radico. Bringing in over 70 containers. Every time they change the law, the government of the suit change the law of importation. It is to affect the Biafrans. Send the delegate to go and meet them because they have the most organized meeting. The Biafra market has the most organized meeting in Lagos. Let them go and meet the chairman of this market. I am telling you, they are ready to support. Let them walk straight to the office of the chairman, both on Lagipo, Alaba International Market, and in New York, because Lagos is where I was born. So I'm just giving a suggestion to my director. So, guys, they know they are ready. We have good director, and I know that the eminent barrister, as he always gets angry on the attitudes of Biafra, we should please, I know he it warrants it. So Biafra should wake up. Our people are blasting the Biafra. Blasting us our attitude. Let us wake up. Because Eritrea, we don't have rich people in Eritrea like we have in Biafra land. We don't have rich people in Somalia like we have in Biafra land. Yes, we are here with them. Biafrans are rich. As I said earlier, they are writing that when the people rose up, there is no going back. Thank you, my director. God bless you. God bless the editorial board of the Biafra. And to cap it off, the peoples, the Biafrans write to Fashola for marginalization. I laugh at you. I grew up with Yoruba, I was born in Yoruba land. They don't even love themselves. They are regretting that Chakonte from Kwara, the regretting was the governor of Lagos. They are telling one councillor that he is not from Lagos. Recently, they are telling one chairman, no, you are not the son of the soil. I mean, even within themselves. So when I heard the people writing to Fashola, they are marginalized, I laugh. Contribute to the Gafan Fund and make the international market. In every state, let the international market, let play, let everybody, turn the actual market to power. You can do it. Because you don't know you pull every market in Lagos. Because the people chase you out. Even if you touch your hand in every market, you change the land, change the landscape. The actual markets are the most beautiful in the zoo. Wake up. The director has shouted enough. Wake up. Prove yourselves. You repair the Yoruba man house. Tenant, Biafra, they're the one that will repair the landlord house. They're the one that will repair it. Later, the landlord will bring lawyer and give them paper to lift the house. And we increase it. So, why can't you all wake up? We have everything. The director has been saying, they drag it that the suit do not want to drag the river. Director and the
Have we lost him? We have lost him. There are two callers on the line. Daiko, remain where you are on Skype. I am going to the caller on the phone because when I come to you, we have a very long conversation to have. Therefore, the caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Messiah.
Hey.
Good evening.
Good evening. Biafra is not already delivered, but we are praying. This is 2015. We are praying.
You are the Messiah of our own time.
You are kind. You are kind. Yeah. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My name is Enemark Ihochamiruji.
Yes, my brother.
So I live in Germany, but I'm just visiting here in UK.
Wonderful.
So, Director, I want to thank you for everything you are doing for the people of Biafra. We cannot thank you enough.
Thank you.
You see? So, I want to contribute on this last caller now for his suggestion. He said that we should go and talk to the people on Araba or in Lagos. I don't buy this idea because, Director, believe me, I've been spreading this good news of yours, you know, telling people about the Biafra, how they will come and do their best. So many of them, the reason they gave to one of them told me last time as I was saying, yes, I've been hearing about Radio Biafra and about Nnamdi Kanu. But before he will join us on this struggle, I should go and tell Director Nnamdi Kanu to transfer 2 million naira on his account. This is the worth of the property he have in Lagos. So you can see that many people that is lacking behind on this our struggle is the people, this so-called our Igbos. Because if these people now sponsor this Biafra, assuming this Biafra come, are they going to will they have that mind to abandon this market and the house, hotel they build in Lagos? So I don't mind this idea. If care is not taken, if we bring these people into this our struggle, they may destroy it. This is my own opinion. You see, so let us give those people, if they want to join, they'll be hearing it. This thing, as I said before, is a gospel. If it touches you, it will just come, nobody will force you. I never see where they're showing people the place of or the way to his home. Nobody, monkey said no place like home. That's why he used a tree to make a place where he live and sleep comfortably there. No place is like home. So that is this my contribution, please.
Thank you.
Keep on
much.
And carry on.
Of
keep
course.
Gargosi. Yeah.
He said, thank you very much. Thank you. I now go to the caller who is on Skype. I'm patiently waiting. Can you hear me?
My Honorable Director and Commander-in-Chief of the Biafran Armed Forces.
You will live long.
You will live longer.
Thank you very much.
I know I will live at 120, so you can take 140.
No, that would be too much. Thank you very much.
All right. Director, good evening. Good evening to all Biafrans all over the world. And I want to use this opportunity to say Happy New Year to all Biafrans all over the world. And especially your son, my namesake, Chukwuemeka.
Thank you.
Please, I want to decide.
Are you in a party?
No, I'm at home.
Oh, we go now. You're on a background.
Let me bring it down, and I will go to. I will tell you why that music is playing.
Is Barrister Mamezu with you? Because
no,
I can't find him.
Barrister refused to talk to me.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. I heard a Wole song, and I'm thinking Barrister will be there. Please
is it better now, Director?
It's better. Please go ahead. Yes, it's better.
All right. To the music you talked about, on my Facebook, where they were shared something about Biafra.com, BiafraRadio.com, and then I tried, I know that I clicked that this thing, because I saw it on Facebook. Ever since I did that from morning till now, they have been playing music. They say they are Nordic, people from Scandinavia. This Lotachuku Kosiawa, yeah. But that is by the way anyway. We are moving forward. We don't look behind. When we pass. Director, I want to add to what the second to last caller said about our people. Honestly speaking, one thing I know about ourselves is that we are very slow starters. You know, when things start happening like this, Ndeba and Achombe, Asan Amini Najizu, and Achombe Osuk, that is, Odenha before Hacho was here by SMN. And those people talking about hotels and buildings here and there, I assure you that Yebidu Hana, they will be the first to run back home. they will know that they have life and they have the opportunity to make more money than what they have gotten also. Now, on behalf of people of Ireland, Dublin in particular, I want to say a very big happy New Year to all Biafrans all over the world, and especially my PRO, Mr. Believe. He's an honorable guy. He's a humble, committed Biafran. I know you know him, Director.
Of course I do.
He is a man of honor. He was the one that hosted Biafrans single-handedly end of the year, which we did here. We did it in his house, and it was a fun and a very wonderful day. So I use this opportunity now to, on behalf of myself and my family and the other Biafrans in Dublin, to say thank you, Mr. Billy, for a wonderful job well done, for a job well done. Director, I wish you the best, and I know you are a man of honor, the man after God's heart. Like the Bible rightly said, David was the man after God's heart. You are the man after our heart as Biafrans. And I don't have silver nor gold to offer you, but I have support, spiritual support, that God will always guide you.
You see?
That wherever people, other people have gone and failed, you go there and you triumph in Jesus' name. And my prayer goes to even to our enemies, those who are trying to bring you down because I pray that they are planning for the betterment of Biafra. If they look at it and say, really, that this man is doing the right thing, and then they have formed their own, then support this one that is genuine. Stop blabbing, stop yapping. It will not take us anywhere. People are suffering. They are dying. No hospital, no good road, no water. Yet we are all here in Europe. We are bragging that as if at the end of it all, we'll go back to where we come from. If you are a honorable man, one day you will go back home and relax and enjoy your old age where you come from. You know? So, may God Almighty, Chukwu Abiyama, the God who will call morning, afternoon, and night, be with you and bless you and your family. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you so much. I wish you a wonderful and more prosperous New Year 2015, the beginning of our success. Thank you very much, Madara.
Thank you so much.
And
Chukwu Abiyama, bless you. Thank you very much. The caller on Skype following that caller, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, your name and where you are, if you may. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening. This is calling from Spain.
From Spain. Malaga. Which part of, from Malaga in Spain. Yes, thank you very much. Malaga is strong. Thank you. Please go ahead. Hello? Have we had the same problem again? No, that's the problem we are having. We've been having that problem almost all night. I don't know why that is the case, but of course, tomorrow it won't be there. Because by tomorrow, we would have sussed out what the problem is and then try to resolve it. This is Radio Biafra. As our brothers were saying, first, our brother from New York, and also our brother as well that called us from Ireland, from Dublin in Ireland. The difficulty we have as a people is our inability to rationalize, and it's not our fault. It is entirely, our behavior is entirely consistent with those of them that Chukwu Abiyama wants to destroy. Because there is an old saying in Yoruba land, whom the gods want to destroy, he first makes them mad. That is the problem we are having. I have never seen a people that you will kill them in Sokoto. They pack their things and they go to Zamfara. You kill them in Zamfara. And they run to Mubi. You kill them in Mubi. They run to Yobe. You kill them in Yobe. The ones left to run to Adamawa. I have never seen such a nonsense before. And you know that when they are pursuing them to kill them, as I said previously, there was a day I went to Kano mistakenly, many, many years ago. My cousins were there. As soon as I left the airport, many, many years ago, I'm talking about 1999, 2000. As soon as I came out of the aircraft, the heat that greeted me is not something you would have ever encountered in your entire life. If you leave water outside, it will make almost 60 degrees centigrade. That's how hot it was. And you know the funniest thing? As we were going, driving around to show me suddenly, I think it's somebody's shade or store, whatever it was, where somebody was before we go back to the house or before I go to the hotel. In fact, what happened that day was I left that same day, to be honest with you. Do you know what happened? As we were in Kano Metropolis, walking about where Igbo's hat shops, people started running. They said, come, 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 let's run. I said, run for what? What is going on? Please tell me. They said, come. I said, I'm not running to anywhere. You need to tell me. They said, come, come, come. They've started again. I said, but what is this? I don't know if most of you remember the year 1999 to 2000. You will not believe it. I saw pictures of Islamic fundamentalists on the road there. They said they are killing our people. I said, but why are they killing our people? They said because Taliban and Americans are fighting them. I think that was in either 2000 or 2001. I need to recall it very well. Because I saw the picture of Osama bin Laden on the road. They said anytime America drops a bomb in Afghanistan, they kill Biafran people in Kano. Anytime they portray a cartoon of an unflattering cartoon of Prophet Muhammad, they kill our people in Kano. And our people just run and they'll be laughing. Some of them will be laughing. Oh no, they're coming to kill us and they're running. They are being chased like wild animals all over the place. I witnessed it myself. Yet our people cannot reason very deep. And that seems to me to be some of these arguments that people put forward. You know what the argument is? They say, if we stay in Biafra land, we have our business to do. How will we take our goods and services to other people? And I said to them, but you fly to Dubai, don't you? Don't you go to Lagos to buy things? Have you forgotten there was a time that people from all over West Africa will come to Onitsha to buy goods and services? Don't you travel to Italy to just buy shoes? Have you forgotten that you travel to Spain to buy suits? You even travel now to Vietnam to buy cheap designer clothing. Is that not correct? Why then is it difficult for you to come back and develop where you come from? Why do you enjoy being killed by other people, especially Hausa, Fulani, Akwarekwata, cattle herders? What is it that you enjoy about being humiliated, being deported from Lagos? Are you not ashamed? Do we feel ashamed at all about all these humiliations being visited upon our people? And you know the funniest thing? If it is being done to your generation and you keep quiet, your children will encounter worse. If you doubt me, go and look at the history of slavery in America and racism. Any generation that keeps quiet, the next generation suffer even more than their predecessors did. The same thing is now happening to us. Our people are finding it very, very difficult to rise up. And we must understand, and I agree completely and totally, if they want to support us anonymously, they are free to do so. But for us to be going from shade to shade, telling people, oh, leave. No, of course, as neighbor, akonye, dikobiyadi, they will not leave their properties to come with you. But they will come with us when they have been killed. And they will be killed. Be rest assured. The same thing happened to the Jews. The Jews did not want to return to Zion. They never wanted to go back to the land of Israel. They stayed in Europe. They were reading the Bible. They saw all the prophecies. They saw what they heard, what Jeremiah said, what Isaiah said. Yet they didn't listen. They said they will kill them. They were not listening. Despite the fact that in all their years in Europe of their sojourning, they were subjected to periodic slaughter. The handwriting was on the wall with Adolf Hitler. They still said no. We stay. Hey, after all, can't you see that dentistry shop? Can't you see that lab? We are the ones making things happen. And what happened in the end? They were slaughtered. Now they started to look for Israel. By the time they got to Israel, the British closed the door on them. The same British. They said the children of God will not come in. Let's go to the line. The caller on Skype, brother, can you hear me?
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Confirm your name and where you are calling us from, please, if you may.
My name is Patrick Ejulu. I'm calling from Heidelberg, Germany.
Heidelberg in Germany. Please go ahead. Yes.
I am a spokesman of Indigenous People of Biafra Fundraiser in Germany here.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Happy New Year, brother.
The same to you. The same to you.
So, I would like to speak to my fellow coordinators in Germany, as well as all the financial members and the all the executives, all the coordinators in Germany, national deputy coordinator, and all the PRO and the secretary of financial secretary. Thank you and happy new year, all my fellow coordinators in Germany. You see, it has taken almost 12 months we started contributing money for the Radio Biafra. We are contributing money to make sure our nation, our country Biafra come to in our present. And all we have been contributing this money for the past 12 months now, the editorial board and national executive are working very hard. More especially those who are sitting in Biafra land and preparing to move for the battlefield. We thank every one of you and we encourage you to continue your effort. Wherever all the Biafrans sitting around the world who are participating fully in this movement, thank you and Happy New Year. On behalf of National Coordinator in Germany here, we wish you all the best in the year 2015. As we do so, we still ask all the coordinators in Germany to continue their efforts until this particular year before the middle of next year, 2015. Our movement is clear and our mission is clear for the Nigerian government to understand exactly the suffering of Biafran people. And the generation of Biafra today have made it to be clear that enough is enough. We want Biafra. And the only way we can only to achieve this Biafra is truth and honest. All the Biafrans who are sabotaging this movement, exactly one thing is clear. The only thing we can only be, only work together is to come together. We've been together. We've been a loving people for right from time. We believe in peace. And we believe in honesty. Is the corruption in Nigerian government imposed into the Biafran people make things going zigzagging? And as today consigned, we are now moving in 2015. Gradually, we are expecting that Biafra is coming to us very close. And the Zulu government knows that Biafra is coming. When you ask some of the officers in defensive office in Kaduna, and they ask them, say, what is going on in Nigeria? The mission, the answer is clear. The zoo is coming to an end. And every Biafran sitting around the world who are listening this night must be clear that our effort is to make sure we finalize this movement. And I thank all the coordinators in Germany. They have been doing a wonderful job for the past 12 months by financing this movement. And I ask them 2015, they will continue as well to make sure we get our goal is clear. This is why I am using this opportunity this evening. A little time come now, the 2014 will become an end. And we expect a victory, just a matter of short time. Everybody is clear. But if we can really achieve this goal, not only by Director and Commander-in-Chief of Biafran Forces alone, this man alone have completely achieved 70% of this movement. Some Biafran sitting behind the accent and safe question, those who don't want to come out in battlefield, neither to finance. This is completely amazing. Those who have been contributing their monthly dues find it difficult. I can understand it's very hard. But exactly what we are fighting for is also a good, an obligation we must fulfill. Failing to do so at this present time, we all will be perished before December 2015. I don't pray so, but I pray for victory. And victory can only come if we come together. One man alone cannot achieve this good. The same time we ask every Biafran around the world, those who are not financing this movement, and failing to join up for this battlefield, that our fundamental obligation to make sure Biafra come to in our present. Put gossip behind you.
and focus 110 on what thing is clear. How can I actualize Biafra? Perhaps we may not enjoy it, but our grandchildren will enjoy Biafra. And that's the only way out. A lot of people have been gossiping behind but failing to come out. I ask myself, when are they coming out? Director, executive office, all editorial board around the world, may you quiet them and keep on protecting and guide every one of you.
He said,
Director, commander in chief, this is a young lady that God gave to us. I remember sometime 23 of December 2013 when I shake him hand in Frankfurt. I wish him well. So many people have been congratulating, thanking him. Thank you is not enough. But the financial aspect of this moment is only what we require, but especially this time. All the Biafran sitting everywhere around the world are listening to this radio station. I was surprised when people are even asking. Sometimes some of them are listening, waiting to see that the radio Biafra is no longer exists. It's completely lied. This movement will continue until Biafra come. I thank God today I've come when even Biafra we can speak here and our people sitting down at where I listen to my voice. This is wonderful. We have a lot to celebrate. And time is coming very close when we stand our flag up in Biafra land. And then we can proud exactly why we are contributing this morning. I still ask all my fellow coordinators in Germany, 2015 is coming. Please, we will be very glad. I myself, the spokesman of financial, indigenous people of Biafra Financial, in Germany here, and also the national secretary, we need your effort. We need the support from you. The only way you can support us to make sure the monthly dues we have been asking is paid in adequate time. And another thing is indigenous people of Biafra Fund. I will ask every coordinator in Germany to submit the list of the number of people who have paid their indigenous people of Biafra Fund to National Secretary before 5th of January. This will help us a lot. Let us who know who is with us and those who are not with us. It would be a shameful thing to me to see a coordinator in Germany for the past 12 months have never paid the additional people of the Biafra Fund. Therefore, I need the list, and the secretary needs also this list. First of all, working very hard to make sure this fund is raised. We have been trying. The coordinators have been trying. Every coordinator has never paid their indigenous people of the Biafra Fund before. Or from that 5th of January. Of failing to submit this particular receipt, this particular number of people paid the indigenous people of Biafra for in their zone, it will be catastrophic. I don't know how I'm going to describe it. But I need this. In order to help me for this job, to know exactly who is in this particular stadium, and those who are not out, and those who come out to be the corner, but they believe in gossip. I welcome every one of you. And I still thank every one of you for the effort you have been making for the past 12 months. And I'm still hoping that this effort will continue in 2015. This is why I'm using this opportunity this evening to ask every coordinator to submit this list to us, please. We need it before 5th of January. I thank every one of you. And may Chukwu Abiam keep on protecting every entire Biafra around the world. And guided Commander-in-Chief of Biafra Armed Forces, Nnamdi Kanu, and the editorial board all over the world. The Chukwu Abiam protect all these my young people. They are working very hard. And we'll be continuing supporting them. Thank you very much, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And the same to you, my dear brother, and well spoken. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very much, well spoken. We have another caller who happens to be on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra. Turn your system down. There is somebody who has been calling us on Skype also. We must go to them. Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
Please stay where you are. Don't disengage. Remain where you are. Let's go and take this call. The caller on this other Skype on Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good Happy evening. The same to you. Happy New Year to you as well. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Sunday from Austria, Vienna.
Sunday who? What is your proper name? Not Sunday. Remove Sunday. Sunday is the day of the week. Give me your real name and your surname.
Udo from Australia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So I want to thank you for wonderful work you are doing.
Thank you.
It's not easy, but I think this year we are entering is our year of progress and the year of our fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
So what I'm trying to tell you that you're a great man, and also this 2015 is our year. You know, many people are talking many things about you and how you are not a good one, how you want to dupe many people.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Hello? There is still static on the line. We'll wait for him to come back to finish what he's saying. Can you hear me? No. Exactly. 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 He's no longer there. I don't know. Some things are not worth responding to. Or is it worth responding to? I don't think so. But I want you to dupe me. If you can put Biafra in satellite or on satellite, if you can broadcast to people on radio, if you can be online everywhere in the world, if you can remember those that died and build a cenotaph to their name, if you can purchase the monster of all monsters, if you can buy a transmitter, who knows? And then you're still a fraudster, then those around you are mad. I say this to people all the time. All the things we've accomplished before we came, has anybody done that before? Has anybody done? Let's go to the land. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me, this has been happening all day. Happening all day. Let's go to the line again. People don't understand English language. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly, Director.
Thank you. Please, you have static where you are. Just move about a bit. It may stop or even be lowered. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I can hear you, but there's still massive static on your line. I can hear you. Continue. Let's manage it.
Okay, my name is Imam Najin.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from United Arab Emirates.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. Director, I appreciate you very much this evening for the good work you're doing, your diligence, your consistency. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate every genuine indigenous people of Biafra everywhere they are in the world. Director, we here in UAE, we are pledging our consistency once more to you and telling you that 2015, we will double our efforts. We will never lag behind. We continue. We have a very wonderful family here in UAE, and we promise you we're not going to lag behind. We'll always be on the track. And I'm bringing to everyone listening to me this evening that this year is an outstanding year. It will be a year that we go down the memory, a year that we go into the history book, whereby this generation and the next generation will read and understand the effort of this very movement. And I'm here to proclaim and also to let our people know, I personally, I come into this movement not for what I will gain, not for material thing I will gain at the present, but I am member of this movement because I want to be part of the history. I want the next generation, where they will be flipping through the book of the history, they will read and hear my name, that Imam Naji was part of this very movement. That is the only thing I want, and that is the reason I am part of this family. I urge everybody who think that what we are doing is a game, they shouldn't think it's a game. I urge everybody to keep the idea and the mentality of we Igbos, what you're going to gain now, what will be your material gain, to keep it aside. This is a selfless sacrifice we are rendering to our country, rendering to our people to be free. And 2015 is very, very vital, because this is a year we will stand to tell our story that eventually we succeeded in achieving our freedom. I thank you, Director, and I thank everyone this evening. Happy New Year, everyone, everywhere you are. This is our year. And may God bless you and continue to bless everybody who is consistent and diligent, in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much. We have the caller back on the phone who was saying something before, who has had many things, want to hear him out. The line has gone again. We called him, but the line has gone. Sometimes our people don't quite know the meaning of some words in English language. They don't know. Before you start to cast aspersions, ask yourself a very simple question. What Radio Biafra and IPOB has accomplished? Has anyone done it before in the history of freedom fighting? If the answer is no, then you must go back to school and understand English and study English language very well. As I said before, I never bandy words about easily without understanding the meaning of it. A lot of you maybe perhaps fueled by envy, greed, and jealousy because you cannot do what we are doing. You come up with all this nonsense. Are you defrauding us? Are we defrauding you? We have CHK 97.6. You are on 6 satellites around the world. 6, not 1. 6. We are streaming online consistently so. If you use the word fraud and Radio Biafra IPOB, it means you did not go to school. It means you're an absolute idiot. You don't have brain in your head. Owazurike, did he manage to do what we accomplished? The answer is no. Even Ojukwu, since you want us to contextualize what we have accomplished. During 67 to 70, was Radio Biafra broadcasting every day? No. Was radio, can people around the world hear Radio Biafra then? The answer is no. Were their families raised around the whole world? The answer is no. Some of you will need to go back to school. This is Radio Biafra. Before we came, there was nothing like us. Now that we are here, I come on the Nabarin. They want to start radio. Some idiots will take camcorder and they are disgracing themselves and their families and not Biafra. They think they can do what you can do it. Because Chukwu Abiyama, we need to be with you for you to do what we are doing. We are the children of the light. Do you know what light means? Anywhere we go, we bring light. We brought light to over 88 countries around the world and counting. We remembered the dead that nobody thought of remembering before. We built a cenotaph which was destroyed by Lucifer, which we shall rebuild. It's just testing our resolve. We'll rebuild it. Anybody doubting our resolve is insane. We have men under arms sworn to oath to die for their country. And people don't understand simple English because it sounds sweet. It's just like circumstances beyond my control. The caller is back on the phone. I want to hear him speak. Can you hear me?
Yeah, director.
Yes. Thank you very much. You were saying something before the line interrupted. Please continue. I want to hear you out before we respond. Please go ahead.
Yeah, it's about this year's struggle.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, because if I was you, I would just shut this Radio Biafra down.
Why would I shut it down and be a slave? And I was suffering and it will come to my village, possibly rape my mother and confiscate my sisters. Is that a life you want me to live?
Because we...
No, I'm asking you, would you want Awosa to come to your village and rape your mother?
But you see how everything is going.
Are not answering my question. I'll ask you again. Do you want Awosa to come to your village and rape your mother?
Nobody can do that.
Then we have to continue what we are doing. Then go ahead.
Yeah, because nobody is now talking about good things about you.
Why do you say so? Do you listen to Radio Biafra?
I listen every day.
Did you listen this evening?
Yeah.
I don't think you did. Because if you did, you will hear all the felicitations and all the good words come this way. If we are not good, do you think people will fund America to contribute funds in America? If we are not good, do you think people will be back home crying for alms? If we are not good. Have you done Biafra before? I'm asking you personally as a question. Have you done Biafra before?
No.
What have you done for Biafra in all your life? Please tell me.
Like what?
No, have you done anything at all for Biafra restoration in all your life?
I didn't know anything about Biafra before.
Then where are you living now? Where do you live?
Really in Vienna.
In Vienna?
Mm-hmm.
How many people from Vienna live in your village?
Many people are living there.
I said, how many people from Vienna live in your village, Ebi Sepota? How many?
They live in my village.
How many people from Vienna? You are living in Vienna, is that correct?
You mean Austria people?
Yes. How many Austrians are living in your village from Vienna?
None.
Do you know that makes you a slave in Vienna?
We are not slaves in Vienna.
What are you in Vienna?
We are living normal life in Vienna.
My dear brother, were you born in Lagos or in your village?
What I'm trying to tell you, if I were you, I would just shorten this.
Why? I asked you before, if you don't want your mother to be raped, why would I shut it down? I'm asking you a simple question.
Nobody will do that. But what I'm telling you, nobody is saying good thing about you. So if I were you, I would just shut this channel down. Because your name is not good. Everybody would. But you don't know.
Is your name good?
I don't know what to tell you because it's not good.
I'm asking, hold on a second. I'm asking you. I love this type of debate. Hold on a second. I'm going to ask you a question.
Vienna.
What have you done for Biafra before?
How did you go back to the Vienna where you came here?
How did I go to where?
How did you go back?
How did I go back?
Yeah.
When I came to Vienna?
Yeah.
How do people go back from Vienna? I traveled from Vienna to Prague, to Czech Republic by train. Were you in Vienna to see me?
Yeah.
You came to Vienna to see me?
Yeah.
Then you must be a very stupid man indeed. A very, very hopeless man indeed. Because if you came to Vienna, you would have known that from Vienna, I went to the central railway station and from there, I traveled to Prague. That is how stupid some of you are. Very, very stupid indeed. And then there was a to remember. May God have mercy upon you. Awosa gave birth to all of you, most of you indeed. I love it. I love debating people. Because they always run away. They run. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Oh yes, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you are, if you may.
Director, my name is Godwin Chukwudi Ezekwere. I'm calling from Germany.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, director, I want to say thank you for the good work that you are doing for our people.
Thank you very much.
Director, sometimes you talk about our people that was fathered by Hausa Fulani.
Too many of them. Too many.
At least today I've had one talking this evening. The last caller is one of them.
Of course.
That guy is an animal. He's an asshole.
They are the ones in APC. Their father is in APC. Maybe in fact, they man, gave their mom away. Who knows? Mad people.
In fact, that man is not a human being. I wish he made this call from Germany. Would have visited him. He's an idiot. For God's sake.
There are too many of them like that. You don't need to visit him and waste your time and effort and energy. Sometimes you need to indulge such people that their stupidity may become very apparent for the world to see. That is the problem you have with people with ego. I said it before. Some of us, we are born by our WhatsApp people. We answer Igbo names. We look normal. But indeed, we are not normal. This idiot lives in Vienna and he says that he's having a good life in Vienna. And I asked him a simple question. That goes to show he didn't go to school. How many people from Vienna lives in your village? He said, how many people from Austria? Is Vienna not in Austria? That shows how daft they are. These are some of the people that will not make it to Biafra land. I said before, that is why in Africa you have dictatorships everywhere. Because an average black African person is stupid. The only way to control them is by force. That is why Africa is replete with dictatorship everywhere. People don't know the difference between right and wrong. They don't know the difference between stupidity and common sense. And that is why they are everywhere. And sometimes you need to pray for them. Sometimes you pray for them because they are foolish. They are born into ignorance. They are people who do buying and selling. That is all they do. And who are you not to understand who they are? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Daleta, I can hear you.
Good evening. Good evening. Your name and where you are?
My name is Nnamdi Onwumeru. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
Thank you very much. Do you know about the idiot that called earlier?
Director, I don't know the idiot director. I don't know, you know, director, this happened this evening. It just exactly that. It showed me that director is God send you. You're a prophet that God send to liberate our people. This thing is just, I encountered this thing just 1 hour ago before I came back home, listening to Radio Biafra. I meet the same people, fathered by Hausa.
Of course.
He's trying to debate me. He's fathered exactly, and I confirmed the boy. I just throw him some questions, and he confirmed that he's fathered by Hausa. He said that when he was small, he met with some Hausa boy from there. He took him to Moss from there. This is people like that. But I believe me, director. And this thing, it happened so many times. So, director, why I tell you that you're a prophet is that so many times I debate with people. I come back home. I only do Biafra. Exactly what I debate, you're talking about. Exactly. That's why I know that it's God send you. Director, this year, you know, all these things happening is nothing. All this thing is signed that show that we are marching forward this year.
Of course,
we are. Going to, this 2015 is going to be a great year for the Biafrans. Believe it to everybody that believe it or not, but all I know that God, Chukwu Abiyama, is on the walk. Or even when people think that when things are getting difficult, that time that God always showed that He is a God, He is the Alpha and Omega, Chukwu Abiyama, Ebedanse Mataya. Director, I wish you all the best. But let that fool.
No, he is not. He is only displaying. I don't expect people that their fathers are in APC to like me. I'm not doing anything with your likeness. If you like her, you like. If you like it, that is rubbish to me. It doesn't concern me. If Igbo people like her, they can like me. If they like her, they shouldn't. That is their business. Biafra is coming. In truth and honesty, you may not like it, but Biafra will come. It doesn't matter. As time goes, you know, remember what happened when we took on Ngige in Anambra? Do you remember what APC people did, even in England? How they were calling us all the time and the things they were saying about us. It doesn't bother me. If you're a liar, you are finished. If you're a deceiver, you'll be buried alive. They know that very well. If you know, I asked him a question, do you know anybody who has done what we have done in the past? The answer is no, which goes to show he didn't go to school. That, why do you think Africa is poor? Do people actually sit down and think to themselves, why is it that anywhere you find black people in the world, they are always at the bottom of the ladder? Have you asked yourself that question? Any day you find answers to that question, you will understand why we are the children of the light. You will understand the meaning of Biafra and why Biafra came. Biafra is coming to make sure that where there is darkness, we bring light. You know, they can no longer debate us anymore on issues concerning Biafra. They try to personalize it. And because in Africa, when black people hear it is seven, they take it and put it in their pocket. They don't count it. An average black African person cannot reason. And that is why Africa is mad in stupidity. They may go to school, but they cannot reason properly. Somebody having seen clearly that what we have done, nobody before us has been able to accomplish it. They still go. You ask them, do you know how much it costs to transmit on 6 satellites in outer space? He doesn't know. As somebody accused Margaret Thatcher once, Igbo people, excuse me. I have very severe cold. You must forgive me. You know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. That is the problem you have as a race. And unless you cure that problem through Radio Biafra, the sun will no longer rise from where you come from. 2050 is pivotal. And this is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of the program this very evening, but one thing is certain. You will be tempted. The devil will try all it can to deceive you. The devil will do everything humanly possible to deflect your attention. Now we are about to know how strong you are. You heard the men crying on the ground saying they need weapons. Give it to them. And all enemies of Biafra will sing a different tune. And we said to them, we'll hunt them down. Wherever they are, we'll go to them. We'll find them. Anywhere in the world. And by that time, that equation that is disturbing them now will leave them. And their eyes will open up. And there will be no mercy. We assure you. This is 2015 we're going into. Therefore, from here, I wish each and every one of you a very happy new year. And enjoy it while it lasts. Because we have work to do. This is 2015. Not 2013. Not 2012. Not 2014. We are in 2015. We must commence our march as quickly as possible. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. And to all of you that the new year is about to catch on with or meet up in the next few hours, I wish you Happy New Year in advance. For those of you in America, I wish you also Happy New Year. Those of you in the far eastern part of the world, you are in your new year already. I wish you the very best thing that Chukwu Abiama can ever wish to bestow on his children. Therefore, may the peace of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama be upon all of you. And may we get all that we are asking for in 2015, which is the freedom of our land, the liberation of Biafra land from the clutches of darkness and iniquity. Thank you very much. From here in London this very evening, it is good evening.
We have emerged strong.